week four of Sigourney Kiata football. This is Amos Greiner, and we're live from Pella Christian, Pella, Iowa, as the Sigourney Kiata Cobras get ready to take on the Pella Christian Eagles. The team has came out around 6:40 tonight to take the field. We had some lightning strikes. The officials sent them back to the locker room for a 30-minute delay. Therefore, we're starting tonight's broadcast about an hour later. By my side this week is Dan Harmson, filling in for my normal partner, week in and week out, Micah Harmson. So you guys are going to hear some a new voice on the color side of the radio. Want to recognize our sponsors as we do every week when we start the broadcast. If you happen to see these people, please give them a big thank you, as each and every week this game and this broadcast is brought to you by Vision Ag of Kiata, Kiata Veterinary Clinic, the Zoetis Company, Lyle Insurance Agency, Jerry and Rita Sheets, Fagan Elevator of Kiata, Minato Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment, Brenneman Construction, Gene and Lisa Brenneman of Kiata, Libertyville Savings Bank, Town and Country Insurance of Sigourney, Keokuk County State Bank of Sigourney, KB Auto Plus, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and William Penn University. We're going to take a brief time out for the playing of the national anthem, and we'll be right back. Well, as I had mentioned, we are about an hour delay here in getting tonight's ball game started. Also mentioned, I've got a new guy next to my side here tonight, and Dan Harmson. Dano, first time out here with the broadcast crew. How you feeling?
No, Amos, I'm really glad to be here. Excited to finally get this game going. I'm sure the players themselves been in the locker room for an hour, ready to go themselves. Looks like it's clearing off a little bit, and we're going to have some good weather finally for game time.
Yeah, it is. We've been sitting here up in the booth for about an hour and a half now, talking, small talk a little bit, watching the radar, listening to a few other games around the area. But it does look like Eastern Iowa, far Eastern Iowa, is going to be kind of a wet, messy, sloppy night for teams further east of Pella. But it looks like, for the most part, the weather has, the rain has moved out. And with the exception of maybe an intermittent shower here and there, we're going to get this game in no problem.
That's right. Thank goodness we're playing on the new field turf down here at Pella Christian in this beautiful new facility.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, a lot of people may not know this, but Pella Christian's got an all-weather beautiful facility, all-weather turf. So it's not going to be the old mud bowl that we're used to here, you know, in central and eastern Iowa. I had made the comment earlier today that my wife is not going to have a problem cleaning my son's uniform at the end of the night, because it is the artificial turf, beautiful complex, and we are ready to get this one started. It looks like the Cobras will be on the receiving end to start the game here tonight. Still a slight mist in the air, but I would assume here within the next 15 to 20 minutes that will subside. Back deep for the Cobras, it looks like it's going to be number 23, Jordan Albert, and number 45, Peyton Crawford. On the kick for the Eagles of Pella Christian is going to be Solar. Ball will be placed on the 40-yard line. We are ready to get this one started. This will be the first game, Dan, all season long where the Cobras have started with the ball.
Well, that's good, and you never know. It's good to start out, especially after being in the locker room for as long as they have, and get some good reps for the offense and get going right away here with the football.
And, you know, Pella Christian comes into this game at 2-1. They had a hard-fought contest with Albia, a number one-ranked team in 2A last week. The Cobras come in 1-2, playing another number one team from Class A, Iowa City Regina. So I'm sure both teams are very hungry. The kick is away. It's a deep kick. It's going to sail off into the end zone for a touchback. The Cobras will take over 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Great distance on that kick. He had a nice wind behind him, so it looks like the Cobras will be going into the wind to start their first offensive drive here.
I'm sure the Cobras will come out in that familiar single-wing offense with Greiner at quarterback, Crawford at tailback, and Nate Saren in that wing-back position. They've struggled a little bit last week moving the ball. We'll see how the Cobras fare this week here on the artificial turf. Here's the handoff. Crawford, left side, still on his feet. He's across the 30 and finally tore down. They're going to mark him down at around the 36-yard line. Nice 16-yard pickup by Peyton Crawford.
Nice carry over there. Pella Christian really stacked and put 8 guys in the back in the box and had his couple that beat, and he just bounced it outside there for a nice game before they finally dragged him out.
You know, a night like tonight probably favors the running game just a little bit, and I know Pella Christian's more of a passing team. This could work to our favor, these wet conditions tonight. 1st and 10, Cobras in that single wing. Here's Greiner with the handoff to Nate Saren. Nate Saren plows forward, finally brought down at around the 43-yard line. Nice pickup by Nate Saren. He's going to bring up 2nd down.
A nice little counter action there going off to the right side of the offensive line. Offensive line is really getting a good push against them putting 9 guys in the box here to start.
Yeah, you know, the offensive line is not overly sized. They've come up against a couple fairly large lines in the past. Pella Christian matches up size-wise a little better with Sigourney Kyoto than does some of the past teams we played in the past few weeks. Here's Greiner with the keeper up the middle. He's across the 50 and finally brought down at about the 47-yard line. It's going to be enough for a 1st down. Sigourney Kyoto.
Great final push by Greiner there. Had one guy around his ankles, but really kept falling forward and took 2 or 3 Eagles along with him. Hopefully they keep grinding down the field as they're going. Better really good sustained drive so far.
Not wasting any time. Plays in. Greiner in the backfield. Saren in that wingback position. Greiner back there in the backfield with Crawford. Movement on the field. Penalty marker on the play. We'll wait to see what this one is.
Looks like someone on one of the lines jumped off just a little bit.
It's going to be offsides against Pella Christian, so march off 5 yards. Going to bring up 1st and 5. For the Cobras, ball's now going to be placed on the 42-yard line of Pella Christian. Cobras doing a nice job moving the ball.
Definitely. Been a little movement there with all the motion that the Cobras have over here. Just caught the defense off guard a little bit.
Greiner in the backfield. Here's Saren in motion. Here's Greiner with the handoff counterplay to Saren. Saren still on his feet, fighting forward towards that 1st down marker. He's going to be dangerously close if, in fact, he has not got it. They're going to spot it right around the 37-yard line. Going to be very, very close to a 1st down.
Looks like a good spot there. They'll get the 1st down. Getting a great push. Taking 3 or 4 Eagles with them. Offensive line's really getting a good surge there through the middle.
Really impressive drive put up here by the Cobras. Greiner in the backfield, wasting no time. Saren in that wing back spot. Crawford with the direct snap. Crawford here to the near side of the field, but Jungling comes flying in from his linebacker position to bring him down for a three-yard loss. That's going to bring up second and 13 for the Cobras.
Looks like the Eagles sent their linebacker into a blitz right into the hole there and caught them a little bit off guard. But overall, a good play call by the defense there to match up.
It certainly was. Cobras got a little bit of work to do here now, sitting at second and 13. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's Sharon in motion. Griner with the keeper. He eludes one tackler, still on his feet, drags and pushes forward to about 35. Nice pickup by Luke Griner. It's going to bring up third and about eight for the Cobras.
Be interesting to see here with Sharon moving the ball the way he has been, what they elect to do on third and long. Griner hasn't thrown many passes this year, but most of them have been on target.
Yeah, he really had a nice game passing last week, but in these wet conditions, it's hard to say what's going to happen. Direct snap to Crawford here. Crawford right up the middle. He moves forward for a couple yards. He's going to bring a fourth and long for the Cobras. Daniel, I think this is probably going to be fourth down territory for the Cobras.
That's for sure, especially getting down here. Oh, they're what about the 31-yard line here. Like to see that counterplay or bounce it outside. It's been working pretty good for him. Good for him here. Play calls in.
Here comes Griner back to the huddle with the play. Still a slight mist flying through the air here. It's nice to be up here in this warm, dry booth. Griner's got the play called. Players up to the scrimmage. Here's Griner. Bobbles the snap. Pitches it out to, I believe that's Wittenkamp. Wittenkamp going to come up short. Nice, nicely defended by the Eagles of Pella Christian. Going to come up about 2 yards short. Eagles will take over on downs. Bobbled snap might have caused a little bit of the problem on that play.
You know, we're already seeing the conditions here start to affect them just a little bit on the offensive side of the ball. Just because it is field turf, we don't have the mud, but it likes to hold moisture a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of issues handling the ball here and there.
More than likely. I'm too old. I never had the opportunity to play on a field this nice, Mano. So here come the Eagles of Pella Christian. Kaczmarinski in the backfield. Here's the handoff right up the middle. Nice running room. Pick up about five. It's going to bring up second and five for the Eagles of Pella Christian. Brought down there. Looks like Peyton Crawford involved in that tackle.
Frederickson had a nice hole off tackle and made a nice cut inside.
Both teams in kind of a hurry up. Here's Kaczmarinski back to pass. Here comes some pressure. Boom! Laid out. Nice, nice. Nice play there by Nate Sharon to get over there on Wickard as the pass sailed over his head, but Nate made sure he knew he was there.
That's for sure. Interesting to see Pella Christian still lining up in shotgun and airing out the ball, but I guess take advantage while the wind's still at their back.
One receiver's far side, one near side. Handoff up the middle. Sigourney Kyoto. Yeah, run forward. It's going to have enough for the first down. I thought maybe they were going to stop him. That's why I hesitated just a little bit. Thought maybe they're going to have a stop there, but in fact, their running back there, number 35,
Sam Frederickson.
Frederickson keeps those wheels turning, going to bring up first down and 10, balls placed on the 40. Here's Kaczmarinski back to pass. He's got a receiver open downfield that overthrows his guy. Good coverage by the Cobras. Man, I'll tell you what, this is a very quick-paced game, Dan. This is the fourth one of the season that we've called, and there's not a lot of time for small talk here.
No. It's great. Great defensive pressure off the end there. Kaczmarinski had two guys in his face while trying to get the ball off downfield.
Yeah, I think if we bring pressure, we're going to make him make some decisions he wishes he wouldn't have, and that's going to be the key to this ballgame. Here's Kaczmarinski with the handoff to Frederickson. He's got some running room. He eludes a tackler. He's off to the races and finally brought down at about the 31-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 31, but not before he picks up about 29 yards on the play, so a little bit of a miscue there on the Cobras' behalf.
Now he's got a real quick first step and was able to bounce it outside while they were crashing inside in the box.
Eagles wasting no time.
Looks like we got an official timeout.
Officials are going to take a timeout here. Man, this has been a very, very fast-paced game. Both teams wasting no time at calling their offensive plays and getting up to the ball. Kaczmarinski in at quarterback, along with Frederickson. Jungling split out here to the near side of the field, along with another Eagle. Here's a handoff to Frederickson. He's dancing over to the far side of the field, moves forward to about the 25, pickup of about 5 yards, can bring up second and five.
He's not real big, but he hits the hole hard, and he is harder to bring down. Hopefully the Cobras can get two or three more hats on him here and stop him near the line.
So it's second and five, ball's on the 25-yard line. Zach Marinsky back to pass. There's pressure coming. In and out of the hands of an Eagle receiver, but well covered downfield. If he'd have caught it, he would have been brought down. That's going to bring up third and five. Eagles in a similar position to the Cobras just moments ago.
Cobras had two guys, had a man over top and one manned up. Good coverage downfield, but weather playing in, that drop ball probably again.
Jack Marinsky in the gun, hand off to Fredrickson again, and he's going to be moved forward. Looks like he's going to have enough for the first down. In fact, he does. The ball's going to be now placed on the 20. First and 10, Pella Christian.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they keep going in the shotgun here, decide to get under center, now moving into the goal line territory.
Yeah, Jack Marinsky still back in that shotgun. Jack Marinsky back to pass. No pressure. He's got some time. He's got a guy open across the middle and caught. Not sure which receiver that was. Caught at about the 8 and brought down immediately.
Just a little crossing route. Think about this crossing route. As he keeps running, eventually he's going to find a break in the zone there to get on it. Nice pass, nice catch.
Yeah, too much time there for Jack Marinsky. The Cobras are going to have to bring more pressure than that if they're going to hold him out of the end zone. So it is now first and goal from the 8-yard line. Here's a handoff to Fredrickson, still on his feet, and finally nailed and brought down after a gain of about 1 yard. It's going to bring up second goal for the Eagles.
Eagles brought in two tight ends in their formation that time and really allowed the Cobras to stack the box and wait for Fredrickson to come up the middle.
Two receivers here to the near side, two to the far side, one in motion here to the near side, handoff here to the near side, number 24, Wickard, and brought down after no gain. In on the tackle there, it looks like Luke Greiner and number 63, Noah Schuster.
The inside hand, they read the inside handoff right. You had a couple of guards going off the side and were really able to read it and chase down the play.
Third and goal now for the Eagles. Here's Jack Marinsky back to pass. He throws as a receiver. He had a guy open in the corner, well covered there by Avery Moore. Just a little too much heat on that and a little high. The Eagle receiver, Dano, could not pull that one in.
That's right. Be interesting to see him come back in this two tight end formation. Now it is fourth and short. But the Eagles do have a good kicking game that we've noticed, too. The kids hit a couple field goals and a few extra points, and it hit a lot of extra points on the year already.
Yeah, fourth and goal from the 5. It looks like they're going to go for the 6 rather than the 3. 6:13 to go here in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Here's Kat Marinsky back in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Got a guy across the middle. Wide open. Wide open in for the score. Number 23, Levi Jungling, pulls that one in for the go-ahead score. Pella Christian now leads 6-0 with 6:09 to go here in the first quarter.
He just found a soft spot in between the two safeties right there and threaded it in. Good ball by Kat Marinsky. It looks like they'll line up for the extra point here. As we said, their kicker, Gabriel Soler, is 11 for 14 on extra points this year, so kid can kick the ball.
Yeah, he's a pretty accurate kicker, and we watched him a little bit in warm-ups there, and he's got no problem kicking extra points, and it looks to me like he could probably boot a pretty good field goal as well. The kick is up and good, so with 6:09 to go here in the first quarter, Sidney Kiota now trailing Pella Christian 7-0.
And we've already seen two drives that have spanned a whole big length part of the field, and we've only got not even 2 minutes off the clock yet. So good to see fast-paced football and to keep going. We'll see what happens when SK comes back with the football here.
Well, we're actually 6 minutes into the game here, Dano. He's a rookie, guys. He's a rookie. Yeah, we play 12-minute quarters here in varsity football. I wonder if your big brother's listening down in Kansas City area. So the Eagles lineup, man, I'll tell you what, this has been a very, very fast pace on both sides of the ball. The offenses are not wasting any time at getting these plays called and getting them pulled off. They are fairly quick at getting these plays called. Soler is on to kick once again, back deep for the Cobras. Albert, and Wickenkamp. Here's the kick. Kick's going to be taken by Wickenkamp in the end zone. Not going to be able to return it. Cobras will take over first and 10 from the 20. What do you think through the first 6 minutes?
Dan? First two drives, we've seen a lot of action offense, a lot of moving the ball. Pellicrisson's defense came up strong there, but I'd like to see SK keep moving down the field. We know they have the ability now, and it's just to keep grinding. That little bobble snap cost them a little bit, down there a little bit, but hopefully they can hang on to the football and keep going.
Cobras take over. Griner, not under center, in the shotgun. Here is Saren in motion. Handoff, Crawford. Crawford around the near side of the field, picks up a couple yards, and brought down.
Cobras lining up in a little bit of different formation that time from their single wing. That two down to the near side of the field, one out. Nice little inside handoff to Crawford. Picks up about three on the play.
Yeah, it's going to bring up second. We're going to call it second and 8, gain of 2. Ball spotted on the 22-yard line. Dano, they need to put something. They need to mount a drive here and answer that that score, Pella Christians.
You'd hate to go down two scores this early in the quarter.
Griner in the shotgun. Here's Crawford in motion. Here's a handoff up the middle. Nothing going. Met, absolutely nothing going. We need to get back to what we do best.
Met in the hole there, had a little fake crossback action to the one tailback and went over. Hesitation caught him as the defensive line met him in the hole.
Yeah, there was absolutely nothing going there. Third down and 11 for the Cobras.
We'll see what kind of formation they come out in this time.
Looks like we're going to get back to our bread and butter, the single wing, Griner, in there at spin back. Crawford in the backfield with him. Here's Griner, rolls out. Griner, got a guy open. In, I believe that's Hahn, and brought down, going to be short of the first down, but nice completed pass. Nicely thrown ball there by Griner.
Great action there, and he looked like he was about to break out, but they just dragged him down. Looks like about 3 yards short. Hopefully get a good punt and get field position back here. Really good play action and rollout there by Griner. Just need to extend it for a couple more yards.
Still a slight miss. Crawford on to perform the punting duty. Stands on his own 15-yard line. He's got the punt away. Not a bad punt.
Bobbled
still on the ground, and the Cobras come up with a fumble ball at the 47-yard line. Probably the break they needed right there to get themselves back in this ball game. I'm not sure who jumped on top of that. There was a host of Cobras. The Pellicrisson guy had called for a fair catch, and it went right through his hands, and the Cobras were downfield.
Wouldn't bounce on that one. Yeah, went right through 23 Jungling's hands and came out. Let's see. Right back to the spin-back formation. We'll see if we get good moving forward.
Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Griner with the handoff to Crawford. Crawford's got some steam. He's across the 45. He's loose. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. And he's in for the score. He is in for the score with 4:07 to go. Peyton Crawford strikes.
Foyer in the first quarter. 48-yard run. Great move, right back to the play that had been going for the first drive. Good to see him respond with the opportunity there at the ball.
Cobra's more than likely going to go for the lead here with the two-point conversion. I take that back.
Line up
first time. We are lined up to kick. Griner on the hold. The ball is down. The kick is up and blocked. Yeah, I think that might be the last time we try that tonight. We haven't done that all season long, Dan, so I would assume we're going to go back to what we do best, and that's run the ball.
Run the ball. And you hate to put yourself at a disadvantage this early in the game, you know, by going down a point. You know, might as well take the shot and put it in.
They got the break they needed there in the fumble with Jungling fumbling that, and then one play, Crawford takes it to pay dirt. So with 4:07 to go here in the first quarter, Sigourney Chioda trailing Pellicrisson 6-7. Fast-paced game, probably one of the fastest-paced games I have called in the last 3 years.
We've had three drives, and we've still got 4 minutes on left in the first quarter.
Moving at a pretty good pace. Sigourney Chioda set up for the kickoff. Pellicrisson coming out, Jungling going back along with Wickard. Standing deep to receive. Cobras will be kicking into the wind. Still a slight miss coming down here in Pella. at the Pella Christian Complex here outside of town. Beautiful complex.
That's right. Good to see the defense get a break on those two drives. Hopefully come out fresh and shut down a little bit of that inside running game with Fredrickson had the luck there in the first drive.
Yeah, our defense, the Cobra defense, is going to have to step it up here on this drive. Not a very good kick, but it's a live ball, and finally a Pella Christian kid does jump on it at about the 32-yard line. They will start first and 10 from their own 32-yard line.
You can tell the wind is really affecting the kicking game and the passing game. Pella Christian has been able to move the ball in the air with the wind at their back, but everyone throwing or kicking into this wind here coming has really struggled.
Yeah, you know, pretty stout wind coming from the north to the south, and the Cobras are driving, moving the ball from the south to the north, and Pella Christian's got the wind with them going north to south here in the first quarter. We'll see what they order up here on their second offensive drive. Kak Marinsky in the backfield along with two running backs. Here's a handoff to that Fredrickson up the middle. Excuse me, that was Wickert. Wickert with a nice game, picks up about 10. Going to be enough for the first down, it looks like.
Get the gap really hard out of that shotgun formation. It's amazing the start that they can get running downhill being 5 yards back there.
Yep, first and 10, ball's on the 43-yard line for the Eagles. Kak Marinsky in the backfield, back to pass. We got some pressure coming. He downfield, hits jungling. He loses one tackler. Not sure who missed that tackle, but in and out of the hands of one tackler. Nice pickup by the Eagles. Going to be another first down. Ball's going to be spotted on the 42-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. So Kak Marinsky coming into his own here. It's starting to get comfortable back in that pocket. Kak Marinsky with a handoff here to the near side of the field and brought down after a very short gain. We're going to call it second and 9.
Wickert with the carry that time.
Wickert. Do you say it Wickert?
I don't know. Most of them are Dutch, so I like to use the long eyes.
Got me a little Dutchman right next to me here calling this game so he can help me with the pronunciation. Officials. Got a little confusion on the field. All right, there goes the clock. Kak Marinsky back in the shotgun. Two receivers here to the near side. Kak Marinsky pumps once, going deep downfield. And in it, oh no, they're going to call that interference, but I disagree with that. Both kids going for the ball there. Nice long deep pass, but both kids going for the ball, and they're going to call a defensive pass interference on that.
Yeah, it looked like there was a bunch of contact, more of a jump ball situation, and if there was contact, it looked pretty incidental to me. But we'll see what they come out here and call. Great ball by Kak Marinsky, but bad break for the Cobras there.
It is, in fact, pass interference. They're going to step off 15 yards. That's going to bring them to the 25-yard line, call it the 26, first and 10. For the Eagles, Kak Marinsky in the backfield, in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, one near side. Here's a handoff up the middle, still on his feet. And he is finally drugged down at the 15-yard line.
Fredrickson again with the carry. Not seeming to have an answer right now for him coming up the middle.
Now they're kind of spreading us out, you know, with those receivers too. And now they're in a hurry-up offense. No huddle offense here, Pella Christian. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Kak Marinsky in the backfield. Hand off this time to Fredrickson and met immediately at the 15. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second and 10 for the Eagles.
Whole host of Cobras there, met him in the middle. Sometimes when the offense doesn't exactly have time to get set, those offensive, hard for that offensive line to get off the ball. Cobras met him right in the hole.
Now that brings up, like I said, second and we're going to call it 9. Kak Marinsky in the backfield. Back to pass. He's got a guy open out here on the flat and overthrows his receiver in Wickert. It's going to bring up third and long for the Eagles.
Well, hopefully the Cobras here can just get through and keep them short and make this fourth and long here for them. And don't give up the big play at this moment down in this territory.
Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Kak Marinsky in the backfield along with two backs. Kak Marinsky with the counter handoff. Kid on his feet yet. drags the Cobras down to about the 6-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 5. Going to be dangerously close to another first down.
And they're going to call it first and goal. Looks like they're right on the 5-yard line there.
First and goal for the Eagles.
Great second effort from the back.
We've got to slow down their running attack. They're eating us up there in the middle. Kaczmarinski in the backfield. Back to pass. He's got a guy open across the flat. Brought down short of the goal line. In on the tackle there, number...
Looks like Sheeran, number 11, with a great hit.
It's like Sheeran and number 8, Zach Mosel, in to hold him out. But the ball is placed now on the 1-yard line. Second and goal for the Eagles. Kaczmarinski in the backfield. Hand off to Fredrickson, and he drops into the end zone for a touchdown. So with 1:56 to go here in the first quarter, Pella Christian strikes again and now leads 13-6 over the Cobras.
Well, now that the Cobras have got something figured out on offense and know what we can do, hopefully we can see them burn a little bit of time off the clock here before the quarter and really get to be able to move down the ball and keep this game in check. Pella's got such a quick strike. Pella Christian has such a quick strike offense that when they get going, they can move the ball efficiently down the field. We'll see what happens here at quarter break when they're going into the wind, but really been able to move the ball well through the air.
Been very effective moving from south from the north to the south with the wind. We'll wait to see what the second quarter holds in store for the Eagles. Here's the extra point attempt. Ball is down, kick is up, and it's good. So with 1:56 to go in the first quarter, Pella Christian now leads 14-6 over the Sigourney Quiera Cobras. Take this opportunity to recognize some of our sponsors, Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Quiera football team success on the 2015 season. Fagan Elevator, for all your grain merchandising needs, contact Larry or Dave at Fagan Elevator, 641-636-3089. By Lyle Insurance, it takes everyone working together to build a strong community. Local families have depended on Lyle Insurance and Grinnell Mutual Insurance for quality insurance protection and friendly service for decades. We live where you live, and we are proud to call many of our customers friends and neighbors. You can depend on us to be there when you need us. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Terry or Rita Sheets, today at 641-636-3771. So we're on to kick off to the Cobras, back deep once again for the Cobras, Albert and Wickenkamp.
See the wind having an effect. We've already seen the ball moved off the tee a couple times. They're going to get someone in to hold it so we can get this one off.
1:56 to go here in the first quarter. Cobras trailing 14-6. It's been an action-packed first quarter. Got a little bit of a late start, but we're going to make up for it at the pace these two teams are playing.
A little confusion on the Pella Christian side. Went from having someone hold the ball to not, and the ball's blown off the tee again.
Yeah, the kicker Solar been up there about 3 times to put it back on the tee. The whistle blows. We are set for the kickoff. As I said, Wickenkamp and Albert back deep for the Cobras. A little bit of a shorter kick. Oh, goodness. Wickenkamp catches it, but he's got a knee. So the Cobras are going to start deep in their own territory at the 2-yard line.
Line drive kick there by Solaire, and tough one to field by Wickenkamp, and just had a knee downfield in the low ball, and it's going to put him back all the way to the 5.
Yeah, that might have been one that I would have let go through the end zone and start about 18 yards closer.
Tell you what, when you have a kicker who can put one into his hands like that, it really makes for a weapon.
So here come the Cobras in that single wing formation. Griner in the backfield. Direct snap here to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room around the far side of the field. He pulls and pushes out to about the 12. He's going to finally be brought down at the 12, really close to a first down.
Great spin move and second effort there, getting the final push against those guys.
Still a slight miss in the air. Cobra's got a little breathing room now. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's a direct snap. Actually, I lost it there. no gain on the play. I'm not sure who had the ball.
A little counteraction, came back across, and Siren came back to the right, and looks like he lost just about a yard on the play.
Yeah, it's going to bring up third and about three for the Cobras. Cobras got a little bit of confusion going on in, on that specific play. Here comes Griner back in with the play. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cobras trailing 14-6. Cobras get set. Third down and short for the Cobras. Here's Crawford around the near side of the field. Cuts it back in towards the center of the field, and he's going to be brought down, I believe, short of the first down by a couple yards. Going to create a punting situation for the Cobras deep in their own territory.
Anytime you're punting from this distance, it really makes it extra dangerous, especially going into the wind. Hopefully get off more of a live line drive punt here and try to create yourself a little bit of an advantage from a field position standpoint. The official's blowing the timeout here. Looks like we've only got about 12 seconds left in the quarter, and we've got a timeout on Pelican.
Well, here's the philosophy there. Pella Christian takes the timeout because they want us punting into the wind.
Exactly. Right.
The game clock was going to run out before the play clock, so we are going to have to punt into the wind here at the end of the first quarter. Probably going to end up with pretty decent field position for the Eagles at Pella Christian.
Great play time to call a timeout there with 12 seconds left. Field position with the weather conditions like this has already proved to be a big advantage. We'll see what happens here with them coming out. Looks like they're spending a little bit of extra time, and the Cobras are spending a little bit extra time in the timeout, trying to maybe figure out a way to try to hopefully move this ball downfield a little bit.
And taking some time here to check the radar. Looks like the rain is still falling, or a slight mist, but within the hour, we should be dry here in Pella. Here are the Cobras
lined up to go for it. Oh, we've got a blown dead. Looks like it's going to be a false start on the Cobras.
False start on the Cobras. So the punt team will come on. They were going to go for it. That's pretty gutsy, that far deep in their own territory.
So we'll see the down replayed, and we're going to get a second chance at trying to move it a little bit further down the field.
I think we got our punt team on this time. Crawford stands right at the goal line to punt this one away to Pella Christian.
Pella Christian doesn't even have anyone back to return the kick. Going all out for the block here.
Yeah, not a very good punt by Crawford. I mean, we might get, ball's going to be down at around the 19-yard line. So the Eagles of Pella Christian are going to take over first and 10 from the Cobra 19-yard line.
Time for the Cobra defense to really step up here. We'll see what they come out. And the thing is, they still have 7 seconds with the wind at their backs to try to deal,
right,
use their passing game to try to get to the end zone here. Hopefully they can stand out for at least one more or two more plays. Hopefully keep them out of the end zone.
Well, Christian still has not taken the field. 7 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. Leading the Cobras 14-6. A lot of offense put up here in the first quarter. Here come the Eagles of Pella Christian. One receiver split to the far side, one to the near side. Kak Marinsky in the backfield along with two backs. In the shotgun. Here's Kak Marinsky.
That snap.
Kak Marinsky's lofting it up. Got a guy wide open. And it is a touchdown.
Jugley did a great job of just dragging and getting the foot in. Looks like it might have been questionable. The ref looked at it for a second, but it looks like he was able to drag that toe in, really be able to take advantage of the wind at their back.
Not sure who we had down there on defense. It looks like a couple double-digit numbered people. I wish they had dark numbers on, but horrible coverage on behalf of the Cobras. Jungling just had them beat by 10 steps. And a well-thrown ball right where it needed to be by Kak Marinsky. Here's Sawara on to attempt the kick. It's up, and it's good. So with that bringing us to the end of the first quarter, Pella Christian leads Sigourney Kyoto 21-6. Not sure. Horrible, horrible pass coverage down there.
I think they weren't expecting the corner route, but Chamberlain's got some size to him and was able to just go up and get that one. Too bad we had a breakdown in coverage. Hopefully we can try to go with the wind at the back here and make some difference on the offensive side of the ball. Anytime you put yourself in a field position situation like that, it's not helping yourself and it's not helping your defense at all anytime the offense puts you in a position like that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We did we gave them excellent field position there to start that series of downs, and they capitalized and took advantage of some of our less experienced defensive backs, that's for sure.
We'll see. We'll see what kind of kickoff Solaire can get going into the wind here, and hopefully we get a decent return out of the Cobra return team.
Yeah, headed back deep for the Cobras. Looks like they're going to switch things up. Avery Moore is going to come in along with Albert. They're going to stand on their own 12-yard line for this kick. Solar. He's the ball up on the 40, ready for the kick to the Cobras. Kick is away. Kind of a squib kick. Going to be taken by one of the upbacks at the 35. Moves forward to about the 37-yard line and brought down. Cobras will take over first and 10 from their own 37-yard line.
Good call by the special teams coordinator there to keep the ball out of the air with the wind and keep it on the ground. But Cobras are going to walk away with good field position out of here.
Yeah, 11:56 to go. We just started the second quarter. Cobras trailing 21-6. Reiner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's a direct snap to Crawford up the middle. He's got some running room across the 40 and finally brought down at the 44-yard line. Pickup of about 7 yards. Going to bring up second and 3 for the Cobras.
Straight up the middle there. Offensive line got a great push right off between guard and center, and like to see him keep going down the ball there. Sometimes this counter motion gives the defense a little bit of time to react to some of the fakes, and it's good to see just downhill, hard-nosed football.
Reiner along with Crawford in the backfield. Siren in that wingback position. Direct snap to Crawford again, but brought down in the backfield. Going to be a loss of about a half a yard. It's going to bring up third down and about 3 now for the Cobras. Might have went to the well one too many times there, Dan.
That's right. Rain coming down a little bit harder now, it even looks like, Eric.
It sure does. Also known as Amos. Hey, guys. Text line's always open, as I say each and every week. 641-660-0616. Love to hear from you. Here's Sharon in motion. Here's the handoff to Crawford around the other side of the field. Still on his feet. Plows the guy over and moves across midfield. Brought down right at midfield. It's going to be enough for the first down. Nice. Nice second effort there by Peyton Crawford.
21 Pringle of the Eagles came in low on Crawford, and he just ran him over with the truck stick there and a little spin move to get past and get the first down. Like to see that second effort.
Here come the Cobras again. Rain coming down, as Dan said, a little bit harder than it had in the past. Griner along with Crawford in the backfield. Here's Siren in motion. Griner back to pass. He's got a guy open downfield, wide open. This one is Ricky Camp. He's going to take it to the house. Nice pass by Griner to Wickenkamp for a 50-yard touchdown reception.
Wind already playing a factor, getting him behind. Griner had a little bit of a counter motion that caught the defensive line and D-backs off, caught them off a step and got a little separation in the backfield, and it was 23 all the way to the end zone. We'll see if they line up to go to the kick, or we'll see if they're going to go right back up and go for two and bring this one a little bit closer.
Didn't know if that was 23 Albert or 24 Wickenkamp. I thought it was Wickenkamp. You say it's Albert. It could have been either one. I apologize to the kids. But anyway, it's 6 points for the Cobras. Cobras going for two. One receiver split to the far side of the field. Here's Griner with the keeper and in for the two-point conversion. It's good. So now Sigourney Kyoto pulls within 7 with 10:24 to go here in the second quarter. Alacocha now leads 21-14.
It's crazy to see how fast the momentum just changed with something as simple as a win. Let's keep it going, hopefully on defense. It'll be interesting to see Pella Christian take the field as much as they threw the ball in the last drive and see what they're doing in here. Obviously, the wind is playing in a big factor into this passing game, more so than we thought. Cat Brinsky's got a good arm, but this would be a good time for the Cobra defensive backs to really take a stand.
Start taking a stand, put some pressure on him, and see what we can do. He is hampered a little bit, got beat up pretty bad in the game against Albia last week, so we know he's favoring a knee there on his right side. We need to take advantage of that, get pressure on him, put him on his back a couple times, and make him know we are there. But we've got to bring pressure, and we haven't did that through the first 14 minutes of this ball game. But Aaron on to kickoff for the Cobras. Kick is away. It's going to be taken by the up back, though. Bobble it out the 18-yard line, but picked up and finally brought down as they cross the 20-yard line. 25-yard line brought down at around the 27. The Eagles will take over first and 10. Here's where we make a stand, Dano.
A game that started out with sustained drives has really turned into a game of big plays battling the weather conditions here. Hopefully, Cobras can look down and D-backs check into the receivers here and man up and hopefully just eliminate big plays and make them grind out a little bit here so we can control the clock.
Eagles send one receiver, two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Cat Marinsky in the backfield along with one back, handoff up the middle, and he keeps his wheels turning, brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. Going to bring up second down and 6 for the Eagles. Way too much. They're giving them way too much up front, Dan.
They're getting a great initial push, and 35 Frederickson that time with the ball, and he's quick enough to make you pay if you don't get off the ball fast enough.
Jack Marinsky in the backfield. Handoff again this time. Up the middle to Frederickson. Nothing going this time. It's going to bring up third and we'll call it 5 for the Eagles of Pella Christian.
We'll see if the Eagles try to air it out this time.
It's going to be a little tougher because there's a pretty stout wind into their face here in the second quarter. Cobras need to make a stand here. Still some slight miss. Here's Cat Marinsky. Cat Marinsky with the handoff to Tinkler around the near side, and they're going to wrap him up at about the 36-yard line, well short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down for the Eagles. Not even a pass attempt that time.
No, the Eagles were trying to get fancy with a little bit of an end-around play. Cobras sniffed it out and kept contained and got it right away. Fourth and short, and it looks like they're going on to go for it, Amos.
It does appear that way. Fourth, and we'll call it 4 for the Eagles. Cat Marinsky back in the backfield in the shotgun. He's got a guy open, and that broke up. Nice play there.
Nate Thierin.
Nate Thierin coming in from his linebacker position. Cobras going to take over with great field position on the 37-yard line.
All caught a little bit of air. Darren sniffed it out. It came in and was able to knock the ball away a little bit later, and he might even come down with a pick. Let's see what the Cobras can do on offense. We saw the pass game open up a little bit down this time. Great field position. Good time to get under center and or back in that single wing and get going.
Griner trots on with the play. Cobras in the single wing. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's Griner with the handoff to Crawford. He's got some running room here near side. Moves it forward across the 35 and brought down at around the 30-yard line.
Inside handoff has been working great all game. And the Cobra offensive line, you can tell, has got a little excitement, got a little momentum going on, and get a great initial push.
Second and 4 for the Cobras. Ball placed on the 30-yard line.
We're seeing them start to take a little bit more time with the huddle now.
Not quite as quick-paced as they were when they started. Here's Griner. Direct snap to Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got running room. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. And he is in for the touchdown. Late call there by the officials, but he's in for the touchdown. So the Cobras put another 6 on the board with 8:10 to go here before half. Cobras pull within 1 of Pella Christian. Nice run there by Peyton Crawford.
We saw a tight end and another and the H-back get around the outside and get a great seal block, and it was off to the races. We had one Eagle try to get into the 5 yards, but Peyton Crawford's been pretty tough to bring down in the open field is what we've seen so far.
Yeah, when you get him on the outside tonight, he's been unstoppable. Cobras on to attempt 2. Griner in the backfield, handoff to Crawford. Crawford toss forward up the middle, and they're going to hold him out. So with 8:10 to go, it's going to remain in favor of Pella Christian, 21-20.
But we can definitely see momentum starting to build for the Cobras here.
Yeah, defensively, we've got to continue to come up with big stops like they just mounted the last drive, defensive stand. That was well done. We took over with great field position. Our offense has not had a problem moving the ball. It's a matter of our defense stopping their potent offense. 8:10 to go here in the first half. Pella Christian leading 21-20.
Seen a lot of offense already today, Amos. We'll see. Hopefully we get a decent kickoff here. Going down. We got the wind at our backs, and it'd be good to see put them back in the same field position they were at earlier. The game so far has really been controlled by big plays and field position, and like to see that control. The team that's held the momentum has really been the one that's kept up so far.
Momentum shift has happened a couple times here tonight. Seems to be in the favor of the Cobras right now, but that can all change in a heartbeat. Saren on to kick off for the Cobras, back deep for the Eagles. Jungling takes it at his own 10-yard line. He moves forward across the 20, the 25, kicks it out to the outside, and finally knocked out of bounds at the 31-yard line. They will take over first and 10 from the 31.
Jungling gets into the open field. He's one that's really is really quick and can get around and make plays fast. But it's great to see the defense here stepping up, and hopefully when you can eliminate the passing game the way the weather and the defensive backs have been working to here in this quarter. Really taking him kind of out of the game plan out there on the corner.
Need another big stop here by the Cobras on defense. Here comes Pella Christian back onto the field. Cobra defense, nice defensive stand last time, holding them to a four and out and taking over in great field position. Kak Marinsky in the shotgun position. Here's a handoff to Fredrickson. He's got some room. That might be Wickert. Wickert moves it across the 35 and finally brought down to the 37. Too many yards. Defense, come on.
Just another great push they got up front. Be good for the linebackers to step up and start filling those holes. Defense is getting a great double team on that nose guard right away and just being able to open up with that H-back coming in down.
Jack Marinsky in the backfield with a lone back. Three receivers here to the near side. Run up the middle again. Enough for the first down. It's going to bring up a fresh set of downs for the Eagles.
Looked like the Cobras had him wrapped up in the backfield, but he was able to slide out of one and move across the chain.
Ball now placed on the 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Eagles of Pella Christian. 7:31 to go here in the second quarter. Kak Marinsky with the handoff up the middle and brought down immediately. Pickup of about two. Believe that was Wickard on the carry. It's going to bring up second and 8 for the Eagles.
Now, the defense has just got to stay consistent in what they're doing up front. That time, linebackers really came down and followed their gaps and were able to get a good stop there. Wickard's quick enough where he can get there and they can't get out. He's quick enough to make you pay, but as long as the linebackers contain their gap, they're going to be able to hopefully keep up with him.
Pass. Jack Marinsky back to pass. He's got a guy open in jungling, I believe. Uses a nice pick there by a guy and finally brought down, but not after he picks up a big gain. Drug down at the 31-yard line. Nice pass, Jack Marinsky, to jungling.
Nice pass across his body and into the wind. Looks like the Eagles used another receiver out there coming across as a pick on one of the defensive backs and was able to give him a little bit of separation.
Two running backs in the backfield along with Kak Marinsky. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Here's Kak Marinsky with the handoff to Fredrickson up the middle, and he's stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Now, no gain on the play. It's going to bring out second down and 10 for the Eagles.
Cobras are really starting to find a knack for this inside running game when they get an initial first step. Well, it'll be good to see that keep going with a limited passing game going into the wind.
Kak Marinsky in the backfield along with two backs. Two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Here's Kak Marinsky with the handoff up the middle. And there is a late flag on the play. That was Wickert. Moves forward for about 4 yards. Going to bring up third and 6. We'll wait to see what the flag is on the play.
Slide coming in that late usually doesn't mean anything good for the defense.
Usually not, but I sure didn't see anything extracurricular. Potentially a face mask?
Face mask or a late hit some of the green. The officials are meeting.
We'll wait to see what the call is. Personal foul.
Foul. It looks like they're calling helmet to helmet there. Is that what you're saying?
Sounds like it. Was the indication. So they'll march off.
15 yards, not a good time for that kind of a penalty.
Nope, this is where we just need to tighten our belts here a little bit and put some pressure on them. We've got to fill those gaps. They've been fairly successful moving the ball up the middle. Kak Marinsky in the backfield. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Here's Kak Marinsky back to pass. He's got a guy across the middle in number one, Howerzow. And he overshoots his receiver. It's going to bring up second and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Ball just sailed on a little bit there. Harzal had a step on the D-back, but we'll see what happens if they get back under center. It looks like 35 Frederickson's back in the game.
35 in the backfield along with Kak Marinsky. Here's Kak Marinsky with the handoff to Frederickson up the middle, and very little gain, if any, on the play. Maybe a yard. It's going to bring up third and long.
You're starting to see Pella Christian open up that red zone passing game here a little bit with the Eagles kind of stifling that inside run.
Gain of one, so that was. It will bring up third and nine from the 13-yard line. Eagles going into the wind. One running back in Frederickson in the backfield along with Kak Marinsky. Here's Kak Marinsky. Kak Marinsky keeps it. And throws it. He's got a receiver open in Wickert, and Wickert is down close to the first down. Caught at about the 5-yard line, right?
They're going to call it fourth and short.
Call it fourth and short. About a yard short, they're going to call it.
Boy, if the Cobras could get a stop here, it'd be very, very big.
5:04 to go here before half. Cobras trailing 21-20. Kak Marinsky in the backfield along with two backs. Here's a handoff to Wickert. Wickert, I believe he's got enough. Not much, but he's got enough for the first down. It'll be first and goal from the 4-yard line.
Eagles will get four tries here from 4 yards out to try to put up another score on the board with 4:50 left before the half.
A lot of points put on the board here in the first half, regardless of where it ends up. Official timeout on the field. We played this whole first half with moisture.
That's for sure.
It doesn't
seem to be dying down the way we thought it would.
No, you look at the radar, you'd think that potentially it would.
Oh, that's a measure.
I think he's got it. We're going to find out.
Just by the nose of the football.
Just by the nose, the absolute nose of the football, he got that first down. So they will have four cracks to get this thing punched into the end zone from the 4-yard line. First and goal for Pella Christian. Two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Two backs in the backfield along with Kak Marinsky. Here's the snap. Kak Marinsky hand off to Wickert. Wickert wrapped up immediately. Might have lost a half a yard on the play.
Met a whole host of Cobras there, right there in the hole. Starting to get a knack for this inside running game down. That's why you've seen them open up this outside short passing game here a little bit. But it's really limiting them in this kind of field position. You stack up and get this close to the end zone, it really takes away a little bit of your opportunities to throw the ball.
Here's Kak Marinsky in the backfield. Hand off to Frederickson. Frederickson bounces into the end zone for the score. So with 4:19 to go here before half, Pella Christian does strike again, now leading 27-20 over the Cobras. Nice hole there for Frederickson to run through.
Nice hole, and he bounced off one tackler around the 1-yard line and came in. He is one that if he gets in the open field, he's kind of hard to bring down as shifty as he is. Solaire back on with the extra point. Solid kicking game for these guys has really been able to be a big advantage in this thing so far.
Yeah, it has. Here comes Pella Christian back onto the field to attempt the point after. Here's the snap. The ball's down. The kick is up. And it is, boy, it didn't look good, but they're going to call it good.
He had a lot of pressure up there around the edge. Didn't think he was going to get it off for a second.
So with 4:19 to go here before half, Pella Christian now leads Sigourney Kyoto 28-20. Want to give a shout-out to a lady back in Kyoto, Iowa, that just put in retirement today. We had a retirement party, Daniel, back in Kyoto. Barb Andreg, she spent over 40 years working in the insurance business there with Pioneer Mutual. She's generally a loyal listener here to the Sigourney Kyoto Cobra football games on KIIC.com. And hopefully, Barb, you're out there listening, but congratulations to you. It was a nice little reception we had for you there at the country club. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you're listening in, and I hope you are helping us bring a Cobra win here to the communities tonight. 4:19 to go. Sigourney Kyoto trailing Pella Christian 20-28. Pella Christian set to kick off. Ball set on the 40-yard line. Back deep to receive once again. This time it looks like it's Wickenkamp and Albert standing on their own 7-yard line. Solaire with another onside kick. Onside kick, and they may have got it. They caught us off guard. We stood there with our fingers in the air, and we kind of fell asleep there.
4 or 5 Cobras looked like they watched the ball just roll past them. Solaire there expecting them to try to kick it deep, but last time he was up here, he tried the squib kick again, and looks like they just did give the ball back to Pella Christian.
They did recover it. There was no doubt. I had my eyes on that ball, and we stood there, and we watched it.
Tough break for the defense, having to go back-to-back drives. Let's hope they can get a little bit of energy going. Crowd over here is really getting back in the Pella Christian Eagles into this game.
That's just uncalled for right there, but we've got to make up for it. Defense is going to have to come up big and make some plays here on this. Albert, get your head up. Stop looking down at the ground and play some defense. Here comes the Eagles of Pella Christian. Kakmarinski in the backfield along with a lone back. Here's a handoff. No, Kakmarinski with, oh, Wicker in and out. Kakmarinski, nice fake to Fredrickson. He pulls back, throws a nice little pass out here to the flat to Wicker. In and out of the hands, so a big break for the Cobras there.
Once again, the ball just being a little bit of wet probably had a little bit of effect on that one. Saren was coming up close behind, was hoping he could come up and try to get his hand on it, but
Kakmarinski back to pass again. He's got a guy open. Oh, my goodness, in and out of the arms of a Sigourney Kyoto tackler, and finally brought down, but not before they pick up about 13 yards. Move the chains, going to be a first and 10. For the Eagles of Pella Christian, ball now spotted
right down at about the what looks like the 47.
37-yard line, 33-yard line. Here's Fredrickson running all over the Cobras defense. Finally brought down at about the 28-yard line. Had their fingers in the air. The Cobras had their fingers in the air.
Let's see. Hopefully they can get up and get a nice stop. The inside running game wasn't there for so much. It'll be interesting. They've opened up with the short passes and not getting much air in the ball to be able to work.
Here's Kakmarinski with a hand on. Oh, not well, well covered there. Kakmarinski with a well-thrown ball and received there by Howerzel.
Yeah, Howerzel won. Howerzel having a great pass there.
Pulls it in there at the 15-yard line. 3:29 to go here before half. Eagles moving the ball again after that onside kick they recovered a moment ago. First and 10 from the 15. Kakmarinski in the backfield. Hand off Fredrickson and brought down. Blow the whistle. They're giving him every opportunity for him to try to break loose.
Looks like it's still going to be about a loss of 2 on the play.
It'll be a loss of 2, but they sure are not quick on the whistle.
We've got a timeout by Sigourney Kyoto.
Defense needs to bring their A game from this point forward, Dano.
It's really been, Kakmarinski has been impressive with the football. He threaded that one. There was a great defense by the Cobra defensive back, but he was able to thread that one right on the numbers. Been pretty impressive with him throwing this win. They've been able to take advantage of this short passing game and being able to avoid, you know, catching in the air with it. That being said, the run game has been pretty stymied when we get down into the red zone here. We'll be interesting what kind of play call they come out with. Sarah Kyoto taking the timeout, I think, just leaves themselves some time back on the clock when they get the ball back.
3:12 to go here before half. Sarah Kyoto trailing 28-20. However, we all know that Sarah Kyoto will be kicking off to Pella Christian to start the second half, so we really need to do everything we can to hold them out of the end zone here before halftime. Yeah, you go back to that pass to Kat Marinsky. That was well thrown, right where it needed to be. And they were, Howerzol
made a great grab.
Kat Marinsky back to pass again. Got some heat coming. Oh, in and out of the hands of Wickard again at the 15, back to the line of scrimmage. So if he'd have caught that, he might have a little bit of running room, but not much.
I think you heard Nate Searin's footsteps coming in right behind him there.
It's starting to get a little tough to see out our window here. The rain is a-coming. Yet, no lightning yet. So third and long now for the Eagles of Pella Christian. Ball's placed on the 18-yard line. Kakarinski in the backfield in the shotgun. Here's a handoff to Wickard. Wickard dances sideways, gets it back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard short of the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up fourth and long for the Eagles. 2:57 to go here before half.
Got about 4th and 11 from the 18-yard line. Be interesting to see what your play call is here with this kind of down and distance and being in the territory you are.
Kakmarinski in the backfield. Two receivers split to the far side, one to the near side.
Hard count.
Must have brought us off, huh?
Looks like they were able to just get a little bit hard. The Eagles had a little bit of hard count and caught 3 or 4 Cobras off sides here. Excellent call on 4th and long to give yourself a little bit better field position in that situation.
That's right. 4th and 11.
Going to make it about
4th and 6 for the Eagles. Probably going to trot on Solar.
Looks like the Eagles are taking a timeout now.
Yeah, I'm getting to a point where I can't see out my window anymore because it's all messed up. We're getting a lot of rain up here, folks.
Well, I guess we're not sitting outside, so there's a benefit to that.
Yeah, you know, the people that rode with us, though, they're not going to be very happy. We get done with this ball game, and we step back into our vehicles nice and dry.
I tell you what, though, Barbara, after 40 years of insurance sales, she deserves to be sitting inside listening to the game.
So the Eagles trot back onto the field. They are
going to go out. Slair's not out, so they're going to be going for it.
They're going to go for it, Dano. 4th and 6. Ball's placed on the 12-yard line. Kakmarinski in the backfield, along with another back. They run the reverse, double reverse, and he's going to be brought down short. Nice read by the Cobra defense to sniff that out, stay at home, and bring down the Cobras with 2:34 to go here before half. Are going to take over deep into their own territory, but they got the wind with them. We know they can move the ball.
That's right. Pella Christian tried running the end around a little bit earlier with that H-back, and the Cobras sniffed that out. They tried to run the opposite off here with the double reverse. Cobra end stayed at home again and made the play. Good to see them be able to read and react to plays that are coming.
So here come the Cobras now. 1st and 10. Ball on the 5-yard line. Here's Crawford moving forward across the 10 and brought down at around the 13-yard line. Going to bring up 2nd down and 5 for the Cobras. 2:20 to go here before half. Be nice to see Peyton or Nate break a big one before halftime.
With the wind at your back, let's see some a little bit of that. We had a good pass play earlier in the game. It'd be nice to see them go back to something like that. That counter kept them off balance.
Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's the direct snap to Crawford around the far side of the field. Cole, Peyton, turn her up. Oh, flag on the play. He moves it forward across the 15 and brought down at the 20. But there is a penalty marker on the play.
Called in the backfield there. Hope it's something not like a hold.
More than likely will be a hold, but we'll wait the call.
Great effort there by Peyton, but looks like the Cobras are going to be marched back. be interesting going back to probably be about second and long here.
Yeah, it's going to wait. The flag's laying on about the 10, so it'll be half the distance. It's going to be placed on the 5. So it's going to bring up second down at about 13 yards for the Cobras, but that's a doable thing. Crawford or Sharon find a seam. They have the potential to break it loose. A lot of confusion by the boys in stripes tonight. There's the play clock. Here's Griner. Oh, a bad snap. Crawford does all he can to cover it up at about the 2-yard line. Horrible snap. They're going to place it down on the 1-yard line. That's an unfortunate set of circumstances there for the Cobras.
Eagles catching a lot of breaks down here with the ball at about the, well, right down at about the 1.
Yeah, ball's placed on the 1-yard line. Griner stands about halfway into the end zone. Snap to Crawford. Crawford moves it forward out to about the 4-yard line, so a little bit more breathing room. And Pella Christian, more than likely, is going to take a timeout.
Looks like the Eagles or the Cobras are going to try down the punt. 4th and 14 from about their own 4-yard line. Hope they get a little bit of help from the wind here and can at least punch them back where they're going to have to use a little bit of the clock to try to get back in the end zone here.
Back 1:14 to go here in the ball game. Before half, I should say. It seems like it should be the ball game. We had about an hour and a half delay in getting this thing started, but Cobra's trailing. Pella Christian, 28-20.
It's going to be interesting to see. Last time the Cobras were backed up into this end zone over here, were backed up into their own end zone in a punting situation, the Eagles left nobody back and went all out for the block. We'll see what happens with about a minute 14 left. I think that they're going to try to field this one safely and just keep the ball in their own hands. And it looks like number 23, Jungling, is going to be back to return the punt.
Yeah, Jungling stands on about his own 46-yard line to receive this punt from Crawford. We'll see what kind of pressure they bring on to Payton. Payton's got the ball away, and it's a good kick. It's a booming kick well over Jungling's head. And there's Luke. Who is that? That's number 23, Jordan Albert, hustling down. That's what I love to see. To down that ball at the 30-yard line with a minute 3 to go. 65-yard punt. Awesome punt there by Crawford. With the wind, of course, that will tell you how stout that wind is moving from north to south.
Well, let's see here. They're going to need to take the ball through the air to try to move the ball, to try to move down the field here with only a minute left, and we'll see if the wind can play a factor into that for the Cobras here.
I don't know, Dano. I just haven't seen much pressure applied to Kasperinski back there in the shotgun, and I wish we would do more of that. Kasperinski brings his team out. He's in the shotgun. Back to pass. Kasperinski brought down finally. A little bit of pressure brought down. Looked like big old Zeb Webb got in there to bring him down. So a loss on the play of about 2 yards. It's going to bring up second down and long for the Eagles of Pella Christian. 46 seconds to go here before half. Pella wasting no time. Here's Kasperinski back to pass again. He's got a guy across the middle, and it is broken up. It's going to bring up third down for the Eagles.
Boy, with that incomplete passer, if the Cobras can get a stop, they might wind up with the ball here with a little bit of time to play.
It's third down and long. Kasperinski back in the shotgun. Here's a handoff up the middle and brought down. Nice play there. Not sure who that was that jumped in there. Looks like it might have been Payton Crawford. It was, in fact, brings him down short of the first down. It's going to bring up 4th and 5 for the Eagles.
We've got another timeout by Singer to Kyoto. Just trying to give themselves hopefully a little bit of time to at least put one, maybe a Hail Mary situation into the end zone, depending on where they get the ball.
Got 30 seconds to go here. It's going to make the Eagles of Pella Christian think about what they're going to do here right prior to half.
I tell you what, if you've been paying attention to football on Saturdays, the Hail Mary situation doesn't seem like something that's out of reach anymore. We've seen BYU pull off 2 of them in the last 2 weeks.
Their luck's about to run out, though, Dano. 30 seconds to go here before half. Bella Christian leading Sigourney Kyota 28-20. I've said all year long, we cannot afford to try to outscore these opponents. We need to start holding these opponents to less points. And
that's right. That series, defense and a good run game will keep a lot of opponents off the scoreboard and give yourself a, you know, you keep them off the clock and off the scoreboard at the same time.
Looks like Pella Christian's going to go for it. Fourth and six. Kak Marinsky back in the backfield. Back to pass. There's some pressure coming. They got jungling across the middle. He's got enough for the first down and brought down at around the 49-yard line. 24 seconds to go.
They're going to have to hurry up here. Calling in the play from the side.
That was a gutsy call there. They would have gave us, if that wouldn't have been complete, they would have gave us excellent field position with a little bit of time left on the clock. 19 seconds to go here before half. Pella Christian looks like they're just going to wander around and bring this thing to a close here at halftime, leading 28-20. There isn't going to be another play, Dano.
No, they would have to try to throw the ball deep into the wind, and it looks like they're going to be content to go into halftime with an 8-point lead.
I'll tell you what, I like our chances on the road, only down 8 points. The frustrating thing is we've got to start on defense to start the second half. If I have to bring you the second half between Sigourney Kyota and Pella Christian, the players just took the field. We are about 3 minutes away from the kickoff to start the second half. And, Dan, you know, we were talking there over the break, just a couple miscues here and there. You know, the onside kick hurt the Cobras a little bit. They were able to, the Eagles were able to capitalize and push that one in for a score. That doesn't happen, and we're a one-point ball game. But as it stands here at halftime, Cobras trail. Pella Christian 28-20. Cobras going to need to kick off here to start the second half to the Eagles. What do you believe the keys to success and keys to victory are going to be here with 2 quarters to go?
You know, I really look at it from the standpoint is the offense is really starting to move the ball down the field here. Defensively, though, getting possession on Kat Marinsky is really going to be a big one. Disrupting his timing. Right now, they're having a lot of success with their short to intermediate routes, their post routes, their short little out routes, and their timing there has been really good. You can get in there and disrupt his timing, and if we could get a little bit more help over top with some safety coverage, things like that, I think would really help just the standpoint of defensively getting those guys. That short passing game, they'll really be able to dice them down the field. And just eliminating mental mistakes for me is really a big one. You talked about the onside kick a little bit there and catching them off guard. We had another situation where they had fourth and long down in the SK territory, and they got beat on a hard count. Things like that in a close game on the road are mistakes that you can't make if you want to walk away in close ball games like this.
I totally agree with you there. Also, another thing that I'd like to see more of is, and something I was hoping we'd see from the defensive side of the ball, is a little more pressure on their quarterback. You know, we brought pressure a couple times, but I'd like to see that a little more often. Make Kak Marinsky maybe rush some of those passes, get him stirred up back there in the backfield. We know he's hampered a little bit. Coming off a tough game last week, you know, with Albia. We need to put him on his back. We need to make him hurt a little bit and shake him up. And things will hopefully start moving our way. But, hey, this is a ball game, and a ball game that I feel real good about for our kids. Here we are sitting 8 points down after a pretty shaky start for the Cobras. Was able to reach out to my normal broadcast partner, Micah Harmston, who's down headed towards Texas. He's listening in on that Thunderbolt app offered by KIIC Radio. Folks, it's a great way to stay in tune with Cobra football every Friday night, having that KIIC Thunderbolt app. So the Cobras, we are set. Clock is set. Ball set on the 40-yard line. Nate Seren set the kickoff for the Cobras back deep. Howitz and jungling. It's going to be taken at the 20 and across the 25 to 30 and finally brought down at the 35-yard line Nice job by the special teams of the Cobras to bring Coldium to about a 15-yard return.
Great kickoff coverage there by Alex Schuster, making the stop right at about the 35-yard line. Let's hopefully the Cobras make some great defensive adjustments here in halftime and try to see what they do. As we talked about earlier, the rain's died down quite a bit, but we still got a pretty strong north-to-south wind. We'll see how that affects them here in the second half.
Yeah, Cat Korinsky back in the backfield along with Fredrickson. One receiver here, the near side to the far side. Hand off Fredrickson. Cobra snip it out. No gain on the play. Fredrickson drop right at the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up 2nd and 10 for the Eagles.
Cobra defensive line picking up right where they left off there and stopping that run play. If they can keep that up and force them into more passing situations, I think we're going to see good things to come out of this half.
Jack Marinsky in the backfield. Back to pass this time. Got a guy open in the flat and met immediately, but not before the pass is completed to Howowitz. It's going to bring up 3rd down and short for the Eagles. We'll call it 3rd and 3. Balls on the 42-yard line.
Great pass and catch, but not as much separation as we saw in the first half.
Here's Kak Marinsky back in the backfield again. Hand off to Fredrickson up the middle. No! Oh, it was a keeper. I'll tell you what, I got faked out on that one. Kak Marinsky with the keeper. Nice. Pulls it up and tries to hit Jungling. Jungling was not looking back for the pass. Overthrows his guy. It's going to bring up 4th and short.
The play action
situation for the Eagles.
The play action even fooled Amos up here, but he had it. He looks like a little bit of miscue throughout the flats. His receiver was still running downfield. Great first drive by the Cobras. Here's the punt.
Punt's away. It's going to be taken by Albert. Albert at the 25. He's across, taken at the 20, across the 25, brought down at about the 28. So
I tell you what, you couldn't ask for a better first drive for the SK defense, you know, coming right out of the half. Pella went in with the momentum, but that's a big stop.
That's a big stop, and here come the Cobras. 1st and 10, ball's on the 28-yard line. It would be nice to watch the Cobras march this one down the field. They've got the athletes to do it. It's a matter of whether they execute and do things right here as we start the second half with the ball. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's Griner with the handoff to Crawford. Up the middle, Crawford's got some money. He's on the loose. He's at the 50,
off to the, right.
The 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. He's going to score, folks. Touchdown, Peyton Crawford. No yellow hankies on the field. Put 6 on the board for the Cobras.
Now, as that goes right back to talk to, we get a great defensive stop to start off. You can't ask a half a football to start off right there. And I think they start with the ball. Let's keep this rolling. Hopefully defense come back right where they left off. But, boy, great move. Just a counter right there to Peyton Crawford and took it all the way to the house.
All the way to the house. Nice running there by Peyton Crawford. 10:40 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras now trailing 26-28 on to attempt the two-point conversion. Here's Griner with the pump pass up and deflected. So the score will stand 26-28. We are only a minute and 40 seconds into the third quarter, and Sidney Kiera pulls within 2. We need to do a little better job of execution on that two-point conversion. That's the 3rd one we haven't been able
That's
to capitalize.
Right. You hate to see this thing come down to a 1-point advantage when we get into the fourth quarter. Got a little creative there with the jump pass. Luke Reiner's and Tim Tebow, but he may be close. But hopefully next time they can just get under and run that one in.
So Cobra strike early. Defense does their job, holds Pella Christian to a 3-and-out. And then Peyton Crawford takes it the distance, 4-6 for the Cobras to pull them within 2. 10:40 to go here in the third quarter. Sharon on to kick off, back deep again for Pella Christian, Jungling, and Howritz. Here's the ball taken at the 20, across the 30. He's still on his feet. Excuse me, that's Wickard, across the 40, and finally dragged down at about the 42. Little bit of a breakdown there by special teams on that kick, Dan.
We'll see. The defense should have some motion coming back out here after a great stop. Let's see if they can build on that and really start to play some dominating defense in this half.
I tell you what, Pella Christian's got the wind with them, so this is where they need to make their move is when they've got the wind with them. But the SK defense, if they can mount stops like they did on the last defensive stand, we're going to be in business here tonight. Here's Kat Marinsky in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Fredrickson. He's wrapped up right at the line of scrimmage. That's not going to work the second half. I'll guarantee you they made the right adjustments to keep that kid in check.
I tell you what, we're starting to see some frustration even show a little bit on that Pellicrician offensive line. That inside handoff hasn't been there since the better part of that second quarter, and hopefully they keep building on that.
Here's two receivers split to the far side, two to the near side. Kat Marinsky in the backfield along with one back. He's back to pass. No pressure once again. And Kat Marinsky makes the reception. That's
one of the same routes that kind of beat him out in the first half. He had a little bit of an out, 10-yard out route here to the flat, and quarterback was still about 5 or 6 yards down the field. It'd be nice to see some safety help over top of that kind of route.
Yeah, soft coverage there by the Cobras. A lot of distance between the defender and the receiver there. We need to tighten that up just a little bit. It's going to be third down and short, about a yard for the Eagles. Ball rests on about the 48-yard line. Here's Fredrickson. He's got some running room. He's across the 50 and brought down at about the 46. Going to be enough to move the chains. First and 10 from the Cobra 46-yard line for Pellicrician.
Pella's taking a little bit more time here getting their plays in. I think they got a little bit wore down in that second quarter with a little bit of his drives, and we're starting to see you actually going back in the huddle for one of the first times today. So
you know, you're right, Dan. The first half, they didn't huddle much, but they are huddling. Two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Here comes the wing back in motion. Kat Marinsky back to pass.
He's going to look.
He's got a guy open in jungling, and he dances out of bounds down at the 2-yard line. There again, they're picking on this side over here where we've got some inexperienced guys that aren't staying on that jungling.
I tell you what, Kat Marinsky really, you know, he went out and it looked like he was going to take a step to run, but he stood back in the pocket and stepped up and made a great throw down the sideline. About the same spot we've been hit, that little 10-yard, corner out is kept kind of getting SK defense here.
There's Kat Marinsky, got a guy open again.
That's off the turf.
They call that a completion, and they are not going to. So that's going to bring up second and 10 from the 23-yard line. They call it the 22, second and 10, Pellicrician.
Kind of surprised he didn't get that one. He hasn't been short arm in many of them today, but limited mobility, he's probably not getting as much into his throws as he was earlier.
More than likely, that's the case. Sounds like he got beat up a little bit last week against Albia. Kat Marinsky now in the shotgun has been the majority of the night. Lone back in Fredrickson. Kat Marinsky back to pass again. He's got a guy across. Oh, nice job defensively. Broke up. And as you said at halftime, Dan, as we were comparing notes, they're trying to hit them quick hitters across the center of the field.
We saw Isaiah Hahn get right in his face from the backside there, and I think he heard his footsteps coming in and rushed that throw a little bit. Good to see a little pressure, but good job by the SK linebackers there to break that one up.
Three receivers split over to the far side with one here to the near side of the field. Lone back and Fredrickson back there with Kat Marinsky, the quarterback. Looks like the Cobras, they show pressure. Now Kat Marinsky backs off, looks to the sideline to change the play. 9:13 to go here. Cobras trailing 26-28. Kat Marinsky back to pass. He's got a guy open. Griner steps in front, picks off that pass, and brings it back to the 33-yard line. Nice play there by Griner to step in front of that pass.
I tell you what, they've been running that route, and that route's been hurting them all day, but it looks like they finally made an adjustment to step in. He saw it coming and saw him break on the corner and ran it all the way. Great play by Luke Griner there in the corner. Fredrickson there was the one trying to receive this time, but hey, let's see some offense here. Maybe Payton can break another one off.
9:05 to go. Cobras take over on that turnover by the Eagles. Griner in the backfield. Handoff here to Crawford. Crawford's got running room across the 35 and brought down at the 37-yard line.
I tell you what, that is a big play right there. If they can get another score, like we said, this has been a game of momentum so far. It's been a game of momentum and big plays, and that's a big one right there by the SK defense and Luke Griner.
Big play. Now we got to capitalize on that turnover, that interception. Here come the Cobras, second and 6. Ball sits on the 38-yard line. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Sharon in motion. Here's Griner. Handoff up the middle.
Looks like he's going to lose a couple on that one, Amos.
believe that was the old spin back Cuba there. And
QB foul got wrapped up a little bit. Kind of a slow developing play, and if defense reads it a little bit, hard to get moving forward.
And I got to be quite honest with you, horrible blocking for that play right there on that down. Here's Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Sharon in motion. Hand off to Crawford. He's got some running room. He's still on his feet, plowing forward. Got enough for the first down. Move the chains, Cobras. Crawford brought down at about the 47-yard line, first and 10.
Payton was originally stopped about 2 yards for the first down, but he kicked it in overdrive, and he took two or three Eagles with him right across. That outside counter has been working really well this half with him carrying the ball.
Here come the Cobras. 7:50 to go here in third quarter. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Sharon in motion. Here's a handoff to Sharon in the counterplay. Sharon moves forward, picks up about four. It's going to bring up second and six. Looks like Nate did quite a little bit of stutter stepping there. I wish he'd just turn that thing up and put his shoulder down. That's what he did 2 years ago. I'd like to see more of that out of him here this year.
Right now, the Eagle defense really isn't having much of an answer for this run game. Let's hope they can keep pounding this thing.
Second and seven for the Cobras. Here's Griner with a low snap. Holds it up. Throws it.
He's got it open
and he drops it. Oh, my goodness. Nate, you got to come back for that, buddy.
Griner got a little bit puzzled there and a little bit too much. Ball could have been a little bit more and got stepped. Sharon had a chance at the play, but just slipped through his hands. The three Eagles around. Still, great chance. Going to be about third and six.
Yeah,
let's see it go here.
Griner got rid of that as the pressure was mounting and probably hampered his throw just a little bit. Come up about a yard short from hitting old Nate there for a nice gain. Here's Griner with a handoff this time. A nice little shift there by Crawford. He cuts it back across the grain and has enough to pick up the first down, brought down at the 39-yard line of Bella Christian.
Hey, when you're hungry, you got to feed the bell cow. That play has worked in this third and long situation every time.
Absolutely. Peyton running as good as we've seen him run all season long. He's had some fantastic nights here this season, but tonight he is running possessed. Here comes Griner and Crawford in the backfield, along with Sharon in that wing back position.
Oh, we got a guy split out to the left this time.
Guy split out here to the near side of the field. Here's Griner with the counterplay. Come on now. That's, I believe, Nate Sharon moves forward across the 35, finally brought down at around the 32-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and short for the Cobras. Cobras eating a lot of clock, 6:28 to go here in the third quarter.
Searing the wingback with some great just momentum going forward and getting across that line of scrimmage. This has been a great drive for the Cobras in terms of burning a lot of clock already, and it's great to keep that Eagle offense off the field as much as you can.
Absolutely. Burn this quarter. Make Jack Marinsky work for it in that fourth. Here's a handoff again up the middle. Crawford this time. Enough for the first down. Brought down at around the 24-yard line. It's going to bring up first and 10. For the Cobras.
That's a more tough run, and we're seeing the Eagles substitute some guys out. You can tell this run game is really starting to wear down their defensive line. We're starting to see some new guys check in. Number 32, another new defensive end. Really getting great ceiling on those ends there.
Great adjustments by the Cobras at halftime. We just need to take care of the ball. Here's Sharon in motion. Sharon moves across the far side of the field and brought down after a pickup of about three. It's going to bring up second down and seven for the Cobras. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Love to watch them eat this clock up.
That's right. I'd say nothing to get fancy here. What you're doing is working. It'll be interesting to see. And, you know, going into the wind, being able to move the ball like this, it really gives you hope for when you get the wind in this fourth quarter.
Here comes Griner, brings the team up to the line. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got some running room. He's still awesome. He freaking tackles. He dives for the touchdown. He's in. Absolutely. They finally put their hands up. Touchdown, Peyton Crawford. 5:07 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kiotta takes the first lead of the ball game. 32-28.
That's some real tough running there. got to be impressed the way he came out and just moved the second half. You know, the offensive line's getting a great feel on that counter play, too. Got to give them credit as well, Amos.
Here we go. We got to capitalize. We have not capitalized on a two-point conversion all night.
Be nice
for the line up here for the two-point conversion, leading 32-28 movement on the Cobras staff, on the Cobras line, I should say. They're going to be backed up.
You know, this isn't always a bad situation to get a little more yardage to play with down here this close to the goal line, especially if you're going to get in a passing situation or something where you get a little motion. Opens up your playbook just a little bit.
It sure does, Dan, and that's something we'll wait. They're gonna decline it, so here comes Griner trotting back in with the play. 5:07 to go here in the third quarter, 32-28, Cobras leading. Griner and Crawford in the backfield, along with Sierra split out the far side of the field. Here's Sierra in motion. Here's Crawford around the far side of the field, and he's going to be stopped again. So that's been our Achilles heel all night long, Daniel, is not being able to capitalize. That's the fourth time we've been held out of the end zone on a two-point conversion.
Just stopped a yard short. I mean, that's time when the Tufts got to get going there. Been really operating well in the open field, but they've been able to key up on this. You hate something like that right now with a four-point advantage, and those extra points are really starting to show.
Absolutely. Nice opportunity there with the Griner interception for the Cobras to capitalize and put 6 points on the board. Puts them ahead now, 32-28, 5:07 to go here in the third quarter. I knew this was going to be a good one. Had a feeling the boys, if they made the right adjustments defensively, offensively, we can compete with these guys. Defensively, we need to be able to make sure we can stop them.
That's right. That's right. And let's hope for another good series out of the SKD this time.
Back deep to receive for Pella Christian, number 23, Jungling, and I believe number 24, Wecker. Nate Saren on to perform kicking duties for the Cobras. Ball falls off the tee. We've had a lot of that tonight. Pretty stout wind coming from the north to the south. We got 5 minutes and 7 seconds to allow Kakmarinski to work with the wind yet here in the third quarter. Saren sets the ball again, ready to kick off. Kick is away. The short kick. Get down there and cover. Oh, hey, that might be in the hands of the Cobras. It took a bounce. We'll wait to see as they sort this out. It's a Cobra ball. Cobras take over. First and 10 from the 38-yard line of Pella Christian.
A short kick up in the air kind of caught the Eagles off guard like they did in the first half. And I tell you what, it took a bounce. They weren't running for it, and the SK kids just hopped in there and got on it.
They had their fingers in the air that time.
That's right. That's right.
This time the Cobras are able to capitalize on a short kick. I don't think it was a designed onside kick, but the Cobras were able to capitalize, grab it off the bounce. So here comes Griner and Crawford and the rest of the crew trying to put another six on the board. Here's Griner with a handoff to Crawford around the near side of the field. He's on his feet, moves forward, still on his feet, moves forward for about 8 yards. He's going to bring up second and short for the Cobras. Crosses over the 35, finally brought down around the 31-yard line.
I tell you what, that's some tough running. He got hit once about 1 yard down the field, and he took three or four Eagle defenders with him. That's some tough running by Crawford right there. It's a great chance for them to put another 6 points and hopefully make it a 10-point advantage here.
That would be big. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Sierra in motion. Here's Griner with the keeper. He bumps into his blocker. He's got some running room. He's at the 5. A touchdown, Luke Griner on that 5-16. I kind of lost my direction there. He was at the 20, the 15, the 10, and the 5, and in for a touchdown, Cobras.
I tell you what, came off the fake and ran right through. Came mostly a touch. I feel like some of those guys were ready for Peyton Crawford to be taking that one outside with the fake there, but read the defense, came right up the middle, little hesitation there, and brought it in. Great run, great finish. Looks like they're going to try the extra point again.
Cobras now up 38-28, 4:22 to go here in the third quarter. The ball is down. The kick is blocked again. I would not do that again. That is something that I believe they either need to work on or they need to quit trying.
At this point, No reason to get cute about it. Now, take a effort, put it in the end zone.
4:22 to go. That's two great opportunities the Cobras had been given to them, and they have capitalized offensively, now leading Pella Christian 38-28. Cobras have put up 18 points here in the third quarter.
I bet you see the Eagle upbacks are ready for the ball this time. Still kicking over the wind, but, hey, it went to the advantage last time.
Great run there by Griner. He kind of ran into his blocker a little bit, kept his legs moving, and broke free. Nice little 25-yard run for a touchdown there by Griner to put the boys up 10 points here with 4:22 to go in the third quarter.
Nate Searin sets the ball up again.
Our boys need, I'm sure they're pumped up now. It's time to lay the hammer. And the kick is away. A little bit longer kick this time. It's on the ground and picked up by Weckert at the 22 and finally brought down at the 25-yard line is Weckert, and he gets up a limping a little bit. These Cobras are fired up.
That's right. Great to see them fire. After they got down a little bit themselves, there were some mental miscues in the first half. Really coming out and playing with some fire and some emotion in them. Let's see what happens defensively and what can happen here.
Cobras are out there ready to make some plays. Ball's going to be placed on the 26-yard line of Pella Christian. Pella Christian having a little regroup session here on the sidelines before they take the field. And here they come, 4:18 to go in the third quarter. Sigourney Kidder leading 38-28. Kaplarinski in the backfield along with Fredrickson as the lone back. Two receivers split to the far side. Here's Kaplarinski. Kaplarinski hits his receiver on the near sideline and brought down. Missed tackle there. Looks like, who was that? Number six, Denny Haynes. Not sure what happened there to Denny, but Denny, I'm going to have a little talk with you because you need to put your shoulder into him.
Yeah, a little bit. It looks like a cramping issue with number, well, I don't have his number down. Number 25, the receiver over here for the Eagle offense. You know, just caught a nice little pass down there, and looks like the SK defense will get a nice break here.
25 is Roos.
Kind of an odd time to be cramping with the moisture, and we've had good temperature down here, so
yeah,
get him stretched out and get him back in.
Hard to say what's happening with the kid, but he looks like he is in a little bit of pain. That reception does bring up first and 10. For the Eagles of Pella Christian, 4:12 to go here in the third quarter. I say get him off the field. The momentum's on the Cobras side. Get him off the field and get this game moving.
That's right. And it looks like they're going to take a little bit of time. SK defense is trotting back to the sideline here to grab a drink as well.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what the coaches said at halftime, but they got them playing. Now they got to keep it. They got to go full throttle, play every play, not take a play off.
That's right.
Every down from here on out if they want to put this one in the win column.
You know, we talk a lot about teams, you know, especially young teams, knowing how to win a game. This is a point here where you get up two scores or you're a close game on the road. Now's the time where, you know, a lot of teams, you know, will back off a little bit in the pressure, but now's the time where really you put your foot down and keep the momentum going and really try to pull away. You know, I was a young team, but it's just knowing how to win football games, and these are moments right here where that's a big step to be taken.
Absolutely. I don't know if this kid might have Roos, number 25, down on the field.
Looks like he's cramping a little bit. They're getting him a drink down there.
Yeah.
Got trainers, and he's going to walk off under his own power.
Going to walk off. Gave his teammates a nice breather there, as we certainly had him on their heels. So now here come the Cobras back to the line. Number one, Howritz. Number 12 checking in to replace Broom. Hayden Broom, a 10th grader. He's a sophomore. Kaczmarinski in the backfield, in the shotgun. Back to pass. Kaczmarinski.
He's going up the middle.
Oh, and he does find his receiver. His receiver did a nice job of coming back to the ball. Going to be a completed pass at about the 47-yard line of Sigourney Kidder, Great job of that receiver coming back.
I tell you what, I think that's a situation where we're really starting to see Tech Murphy's injury playing a little bit effective. You could tell he was looking downfield to run there, but really did a great job of stepping into the pocket and still making a good throw.
Jack Marinsky in the shotgun. Here's a handoff to Fredrickson up the middle. Going to pick up about three. It's going to bring up second down seven for the Eagles. 3:48 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto leading 38-28.
We'll see what else they try to do here with the wind at their backs. This out route and things here, SK made some good defensive adjustments to go with it. Looks like they're going to go right back to, he's going to roll out for pass.
And incompleted pass. Yeah, you can tell he's favoring that right leg quite a bit.
He tried to roll out there a little bit, and you could tell him coming off the edge was hurting him just a little bit. Wasn't able to extend the play he usually would have tried to.
So it brings up a big third down and eight for the Eagles. Ball rests on the 45-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. Here's Kak Marinsky in the shotgun. Three receivers split to the far side. Looked like motion. They're not going to call it. Here comes Crawford with pressure. And oh, boom! Dangerously close to a first down, but met there by number eight, Mosel.
He gave him a good crack at the end of the play there, and it looks like they're going to be pretty close here to the first down. Might bring the chains out on this one.
It's fourth and short. There's no question about it. It is fourth and short. They're not even going to measure. 3:22 to go here in the third quarter.
Back in their power set with two backs now.
Two backs in the backfield along with Kak Marinsky in that shotgun. Handoff here to... Oh, and he's wrapped up, and it's going to be Sigourney Kyoto taking over on downs. Loss of about 2 yards on the play. Sigourney Kyoto taking over on the 40-yard line. First and 10, Cobras.
You see when they get in that two-back set, your fullback is taking a step towards to seal off the hole there, and the SK defense read it perfectly and ran right into it. Great play. Meet him in the backfield. Let's get the offense going again, Amos.
Absolutely. 3:17 to go here. Cobras leading 38-28. Griner trots on with the play call. Cobras 60 yards away from Pater. Cobras up to the line. Griner, Crawford in the backfield along with Sarin in that wing back position. Here's Griner, bobbles the snap. Can't get the handoff made to Sarin. Low snap there coming off Cole Brenneman. Low snap. Luke did all he could, picks that up, keeps the ball, but there is going to be a loss of 3 yards. Going to bring up second and 13 on the play.
Yeah, like we talked about, just avoiding mental miscues like that. Penalties, bad snaps, things like that. Those are really things you got to do to try to win games like this on the road.
Absolutely. So a little bit of work to do here for the Cobras. 2:42 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Griner with the handoff to Crawford. Crawford, he's got some running room again. Around the near side of the far side of the field, still on his feet, and gets it back to about the 45-yard line. A very manageable third down and five for the Cobras. We're going to call it third down and 5.5.
They had a dent for rights in the backfield there, but he caught the edge and caught a bug. Tough running again there by Peyton Crawford.
Absolutely. This is no small task here, but no hill for a climber. Third and 5.5, I'm going to call it. Never hear a broadcaster talk about 5.5, but that's exactly what we are. 5.5 yards from
the
first.
That's why they call it a game of inches, Amos.
Griner, Crawford in the backfield along with Sharon in that wingback position. Here's Griner back to pass. Got a guy going downfield, and I'm not sure what Luke was looking for there, but there wasn't anybody close to where that pass was thrown.
A little bit of a miscue on the route, and looks like he was held up. Yeah, a little hesitation there on Griner's part. And a little bit of confusion on the route, but it looks like they're going to bring the punt team back on.
Not sure if somebody ran a wrong route or Griner just got rid of that simply to get rid of it. Crawford stands on the 30-yard line, 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. Nice punt by Crawford, end over end. Hits at about the 25, takes a slight Cobra bounce, going to be downed at about the 23-yard line of Pella Christian. They'll take over first and 10 from that area.
You know, and that's another drive where we talked about mental miscues like this. is what's going to, you know, you get a couple lead on, you get a little bit of a lead on the game, you've got to keep the foot down. You got to keep going. You can't feel comfortable just because you've got a 10-point lead now. It's something where you got to keep going, and hopefully the defense can make another good stop here and keep it going. Looks like they're already splitting another guy out wide here. We got twins to each side, another running back there. Takes a snap, passes over top to the outside receiver, and he's off. He's off, and he looks like he's going to be stopped just short of the 50-yard line with a quick pass over top, and we got that big outside receiver there, Howard. He made a great grab and got outside there.
Yeah, nice grab there by Howard. It's over there on the far side of the field. Moves it out to about the 48-yard line of Pella Christian. Big gainer, first and 10 for Pella Christian, 1:48 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Kaczmarinski back to pass again. Puffs, and oh, hit in the air, and oh! He gets it away, but incomplete. It's going to bring up second and 10. Nice pressure there by the Cobras.
Tell you what, he's hit as he's thrown. He's lucky he got that one off and it wasn't picked. We're starting to see a little bit more cramping on their side. Number 24, Weicker, just came out. Well, it'll be interesting to see. 35, Frederickson looks like he's bumbling around a little bit too. He's lucky he got that ball off and not to be picked.
Yeah, no doubt. Here's Kaczmarinski back in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Frederickson up the middle. Still on his feet. Nice run. Still on his feet. And finally brought down. They're going to call him down at the 39. Very favorable spot there. Enough for the first down. So move the chains. 1:34 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras leading 38-28 over Pella Christian. So, yeah, Frederickson lipping just a little bit back there in the backfield. Kaczmarinski back in the backfield. One receiver to the far side. Here's Kaczmarinski with a quick shot across, taking a shot across the middle to Howard. Nothing going. Incomplete pass. Going to bring up second and 10. 1:27 to go here in the third quarter.
You know, it was a great route and great to get the pass on time, but he let him just a little bit too much. He had a step on the D-back, but for the Cobra's sake, just a little bit too far.
We're breaking the action here. There was a flag on the play. Looks like they're going to march it back. Holding on Pella Christian, so that'll march him back.
10 yards. That's a big break for the Cobras right there.
Big break, yes. First and 20 now. I'd rather have second and 10, but first and 20 is good, too.
We got Tripp's receivers over here. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Tripp's here to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Kaczmarinski rolls here to the near side. In and out of the hands of number 32 there for Pella. Number 12, Broom. In and out of the hand, so now I'm feeling better about it because it's second and 20 rather than second and 10.
That's right. Lucky there. It was a great ball by Kaczmarinski again, but, you know, hey, miscues like that are what keeps you out of football games like this. So
second and 20, ball placed on the 48-yard line. Back in Tripp's here to the near side and single receiver to the far side. One lone back, Kaczmarinski handoff. And to Frederickson, and he's wrapped up just as he makes the handoff, so it's going to bring up third and a very long situation for the Eagles of Pella Christian.
Little hesitation on their handoff. It looked like he almost wanted to pull it like a zone read situation, but decided at the last minute to give it, and at that point, the SK defensive line was there to make the stop.
Yep, so big play here. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Kaczmarinski in the backfield, in the shotgun, back to pass. Pressure coming. He fires it downfield. Intercepted again by Luke Greiner. Luke Greiner's got it at the 40, at the 50, at the 45, and finally steps out of bounds. Two INTs for Luke Greiner tonight.
Wow, and you know, he passed right into that one. Similar route as the first time and caught him over the middle. You knew they were taking a shot on third and 20. Greiner playing pre-safety back there. Just came out of nowhere and grabbed it right up. Great return. Broke a couple tackles along the way here. This is the time where SK needs to do something with the football.
It certainly is. 43 seconds to go here. The Cobras can certainly burn the rest of this clock and make Kaczmarinski work into the wind the rest of the game. But it sure would be nice to put another 6 on the board. To be honest with you, I'd love to see another 8 put on the board.
That's right.
Here come the Cobras. Breyer and Crawford in the backfield along with Sharon at that wingback position. Want to give a shout-out. Offensive line doing an awesome job here the second half, opening holes for these running backs. Here's Griner with the handoff with the keeper. Nothing going. The old 5-16 didn't work so well that time. Griner brought down about 2 yards deep in the backfield. Loss of two. It's going to bring up second and 12 for the Cobras. 25 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter.
Looks like they're going to have to run about one more play here before we change directions.
Same set there, the single wing offense here. Here's Griner with a handoff to Crawford. Crawford up the middle, moves forward, gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third and long. Third and long for the Cobras. That's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter with the Cobras leading Pella Christian 38-28. Nice quarter put up by the Cobras. Dano, nice adjustments defensively. We're starting to get after them. We're starting to figure things out. Two nice interceptions by Griner here in the third quarter that set us up. We're driving on his second one, but we put six on the first first interception he had, not to mention the not necessarily an onside kick, but the opportunity to take advantage of a kick that went more than 10 yards in the Sigourney kick at Cobras.
That's right. A lot of the miscues that SKA gave the Eagles in the second quarter have kind of came back and really helped the Cobras, make a couple really nice stands there. Obviously, the couple of picks and the onside kick going their way. Like I said, this is a game of mental things like that and a couple of breakdowns like that in your passing game, and it's a completely different ball game right now.
Absolutely. We're sitting here third and long right now with the ball placed on the 44-yard line. Griner's thrown the ball pretty well tonight and, had a nice gainer early on, and these guys probably think we're gonna run this ball, but maybe coaches over there got the guys huddled up. Maybe we're going to pull something out of that.
It would be one thing, come out here and surprise you've got the wind to your back, so... Griner had luck throwing the football early, so we'll see what happens.
When we were headed this direction, here's Griner in the backfield in the shotgun. It's going to be Crawford that's going to do the passing this time. He's got a guy open. He's got a guy open. He's here, and he's down to the 20. That's enough for the first down. Move the chains. 11:52 to go here in the ball game. First down. Cobras leading 38-28 with a new set of downs.
I think we saw a little confusion there. From the Eagle defense, they saw Crawford get the ball and weren't expecting that at all. But we had Searin floating across the middle unattended and just caught the ball and made a great play and broke a couple tackles downfield.
Great play call by the coaching staff. Here's Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Crawford running backwards a little bit, still on his feet. Oh, my goodness, a loss of about four. Nice pursuit there by the Eagle defense.
Sometimes you see young backs like that, they keep trying to extend the play to the outside, but sometimes you got to cut it upfield and take what you can get in a situation like that.
And I think that's what Peyton did there. He just finally figured out, man, I'm getting chased by a whole herd of these maroon jerseys. I better take what I can get, turn it up. Second and 14 for the Cobras. Ball's now placed on the 23-yard line. Griner and Crawford in the backfield, along with Searin at that wing back. Here's a direct snap to Crawford up the middle. He's got some running room. He's still on his feet, still moving forward. He's headed to the touchdown. He's in the zone. 6 points for the Cobras. 10:52 to go. Peyton Crawford strikes again. 6 points for the Cobras.
He took the direct snap and ran up there, saw a little bit of a cutback lane towards the corner of the end zone and made it happen. Impressive vision by him looking downfield and seeing that. Boy, let's tell you, if we get a two-point conversion here, Amos, it'd be a big one.
This would be a big one. We haven't been able to capitalize on those all night long. They've done a pretty good job at keeping the Cobras out. Low snap. Griner rolls out. He's got a guy open. Yep, going to capitalize that time. Griner to Crawford. Or is that Griner to Searin? I can't tell the numbers. I absolutely can. It's Griner to Searin.
Looks like
a two-point conversion. Cobras go up 46-28 with 10:52 to go in the ball game.
Just like we talked about, earlier, open up the passing game here. Really started. I didn't see a pass coming from Peyton Crawford either, but really caught him off guard. Good to see him just open up. With the wind at your back, you've got it this half. So next try, let's see if we can get another good defensive stop and grind some clock here. Coach, take a pretty commanding lead at this point.
I never rest comfortably here with the headset on, but Cobras do now lead by 18, 46-28 with 10:52 to go in the ball game. Hope we still got our listeners out there. I knew this was going to be a good one. Siren on to attempt, or on to kick. Kick is away. It's a tough one to handle. Longer.
He's chasing it back
to go into the end zone. They're going to have to take it over, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Good things happen for the Cobras.
Whoa! He must have touched the ball.
Oh!
That's not a touchdown.
Touchdown.
He chased the ball.
Touchdown, Cobras. We know what's
going to
the ball by the umpire. Touchdown, Cobras, 52-28.
He let it bounce, and one of the backs must have touched the ball on the way in and let it roll. But there's an official touchdown call by the line judge. The Cobras are going to put another score on the board.
52-28. Sigourney, Kyoto, leading Pelican. Just stay with us, folks. Stay with us, please. 10:52 to go in the ball game. Sigourney, Kyoto now leading 52-28. Kind of a mental mistake there by Jungling. Sigourney, Kyoto going to have a chance to put two. Now, wait a minute. What's going on?
Oh, they're calling it off.
Oh, that's hokey pokey there.
Interesting call. Initially called a touchdown, so you've got to have something pretty serious to be able to check it off like that.
So it is 46-28. Here's Kat Marinsky. Hand off to Fredrickson up the middle. And he's brought down after a gain of about 4 yards, brought down at the 24-yard line.
I tell you what, I hope the SK defense can do something here because the Eagles just got a gift on that one.
They certainly did because he did touch that ball before it went into the end zone, and the Cobras recovered it right back there in the end zone. Heads up play, but they this is a deal where Okak Marinsky's flushed what? Out.
Oh, and a nice catch. He's flushed out of the pocket, but a nice catch over there. Over the middle, and met immediately by two Cobra defenders.
Yeah, that was at Howerwitz.
He's made a lot of great plays with the ball right now. He's got a great set of hands, and he's been running great routes.
Yeah, great quarterback. This Cap Marinsky's a great quarterback, got a lot of poise back there, great athlete. He's not going to lay down and die. Here's Cap Marinsky, the handoff now up the middle here. Number 24, Wickard. Wickard brought down these Cobras, hitting him hard. Brought down well short of the first down. It's going to bring up third down and about four for the Eagles of Pella Christian.
The Eagles are back in the no huddle now and really trying to. They obviously can't. They need to use as least amount of clock as they can, being down as much as they are.
Got to correct myself. It is second down. Second down and three for the Eagles. Jack Marinsky in the shotgun. Back to pass. Back to pass being flushed out. Oh, there's a hold, and nobody even called it. There's a hold. Old big Zeb Webb was held, but I think the boys in the stripes might be closing their eyes here tonight at the hour of 10:16 because that should have been a hold, and it wasn't called.
I was just hoping this wasn't the break that the Eagles needed here.
So it's a new set of downs, first and 10, ball rests on the 47-yard line.
Trips out to the right again, usually with where they come to run out the middle right now.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. That's I believe that's that Fredrickson moves the ball forward across the 45-yard line down to the 43.
They've been using that trips formation to offset the linebackers and cornerbacks to one side to be able to use him up the middle offset. And it's been working for him so far. It'd be nice to see the Cobras make an adjustment to it.
Yeah, two receivers split to the far side, one here to the near side. Kat Marinsky in the backfield. Kat Marinsky back to pass. Got a guy across the middle and incomplete. Intended receiver there was Jungling, a very, very good athlete, and that's Levi Jungling, but could not make the connection there. 9:32 to go here in the ballgame. Sigourney Kyoto leading 46-28. Pelle Christian wasting no time. Kat Marinsky and Fredrickson in the backfield. Here's Kat Marinsky with the handoff to Fredrickson. He bounces it out here to the outside and brought down. Nice tackle there. I wish I could tell you that was Boonder that brought him down, but boy, these jerseys, these away jerseys, it's hard to bring you up to speed with who's making the tackles.
Right there, they're back in that trips formation, ran the same inside play. It's hard to, you're taking a lot of linebackers to play, but you've got to keep man on man out there.
Here's Kat Marinsky back to pass again. Pressure coming, and in and out of the hands of his receiver. 9 minutes to go here. Cobras leading 46-28. Brings up fourth down at about three. We're going to call it fourth down and two for the Eagles. This is a critical play here for Pella Christian. Come on, Cobras. Tighten the belt. Let's get them.
We've got trips to the outside. I bet you see the run by Fredrickson up here in the middle again.
Jack Marinsky with the handoff to Fredrickson. He's got some running room. He's going to... No! For dressing down from the back. That's going to bring up a first down and 10 from the 15-yard line. Nice tackle by... That was Nate Saron that comes in there and makes that tackle. That was Nate Saron that comes in and makes that tackle. Nice job by Nate to chase him down from back. Looked just like a vintage Peyton Crawford. Here's Kat Marinsky back to pass. He's got a guy open, and in and out of the hands of his receiver. Well covered downfield there by Jordan Albert. Nice coverage.
That's about the only time we've seen Howreisel make that drop right there. Otherwise, he's been pretty sure-handed all game.
He sure has.
We got a healthy in the backfield, it looks like here. I'm going to say, usually if we're seeing it back here, it's probably maybe...
There, Fredrickson is hitting his head like he did something real stupid, like held a guy.
Well, it'll be interesting what we see here. And they're already backing him up. We've got a hold. Maybe the break the Cobras needed at this point.
Yep.
They've been able to throw pretty well under the wind this year in the fourth quarter.
Oh, I think that.
You can see the post has been dying just a little bit.
That's like a personal foul. Well, I don't know what it was. They marched him back. The ball's now sitting on the 34-yard line. It's first and forever for the Eagles. 8:46 to go here in the ballgame. Oh, there's Fredrickson. He's limping like heck. Here's Kaparinski back to pass. Come on, get some touch on him. Boom! Down goes Kaparinski.
No!
He eludes the tackle. Gets it away, but overthrows his receiver. We got to do a better job of spinning and putting a shoulder into that guy.
Tell you what, number 18, Isaiah Hahn, had him dead to rights in the backfield, but... Jack Marinsky, he's a big kid, and he wheeled his way out of that one. He was lucky to get that pass off and incomplete.
Yeah, they're finally bringing Fredrickson out. He's been hurt, and he can't go 100%. Trips to the far side of the field. Single receiver here to the near side. Jack Marinsky in the backfield along with us. Lone back. Handoff here to the lone back. And he
great play.
Fumbles the ball. And picked up by Pella Christian.
Great play by Peyton Crawford there, reading the run out of the trips formation and caught him in the backfield.
Yeah, it's fourth and
forever.
It's the third or dad. They don't waste any time switching that down marker. It is third down and 29 for the Eagles of Pella Christian. 8:10 to go here in the ballgame. Sigourney Chiara leading 46-28. Jack Marinsky in the backfield along with the lone back. Trips to the far side of the field. Jack Marinsky back to pass. Got a guy downfield and broke up. Nice job there. No. That's bad. That's a bad call.
That's a
very bad call by the officials there. That is home cooking right there. That's home cooking.
Seemed like that was timed up pretty well to me. I was going to say that was great defense.
We're going to be able to see that one back on the tape, but that's home cooking by these officials out of probably
the worst part about that call is that's going to be an automatic first down, Amos.
That's all right. 7:57 to go. If that doesn't fire these Cobras up, I don't know what will. Cobras leading 46-28, and I'll tell you what, that's a horrible, horrible call. I'll be the you know what? I speak it the truth. Not going to give him a first down. Or does it?
No, it's usually an automatic first down on a penalty like that.
That's where the penalty was marked off.
Oh, spot foul on that.
Spot foul.
Right, that's right.
That's a horrible call. Horrible call.
Well, it's still in a third and 15 here still.
Yep.
You know, more than manageable for the Cobra defense.
Jack Marinsky back in the shotgun along with the lone back. Here's the handoff to the back.
Looks like
I'll tell you what, these guys in the striped shirts, they're clueless. They just blew the whistles there. Not sure what
the official stopped the play a little bit early. I don't know if the ball wasn't exactly set. They're wiping it off here, but it doesn't look like there was a penalty.
No penalty. That's why I'm saying. I mean, that was a gift they just gave Pella Christian, and yet here we are. We have a play in motion. We got them stopped, and they blow the whistles again. Wow. Anyway, 7:54 to go. I know a lot of people don't like to complain about officiating, but that was horrible. 7:54 to go in the ballgame. Sigourney Kyoto leading 46-28 over Pella Christian. Two receivers split to the far side, one to the near side. Kakmarinski in the backfield in the shotgun along with a lone back. Here's Kakmarinski, picks up the low snap. He's moving, being pressured. And no, out of bounds. Absolutely the best call they've made all night. Right there.
Well, that was close to being. He was lucky he got the ball off at that point. It was a great throw, but his feet were just out of bounds. Great play by Jungling to try to make it, but big break for the Cobras right there, Amy.
Yeah, it's 4th and 14 for the Eagles. Big play by the Cobras. 7:48 to go in this ball game. Cobras need to get this ball back.
Need a big stop here to eat some clock. Looks like Fredrickson's back in the game.
Limping.
We're going 5 wide right here, Amos.
Oh, yeah. We get some pressure. We'll be okay. Here's Kakmarinski in the backfield. Here comes... Oh, there's a hold! There's a hold in the overthrow, so it doesn't matter, but where's the yellow hanky when you drag a person to the ground? Where is the hanky?
I tell you what.
We take over.
That's
5 and 10.
1st and 10 from about 20.
Wow.
Kakmarinski drove a prayer there. He had a lot of pressure in his face going 5 wide without the pack to pick up the extra block.
Yeah, did he happen to see the tackle?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I'm not the only one, listeners out there. That was a blatant hold that was not called. So here we sit, 7:42 to go in the ball game. Cobras leading 46-28, and the Cobras with the ball take over 1st and 10 on the 20-yard line. Griner, along with Crawford and Siren in the backfield. Here's Siren in motion. Griner with the handoff. Siren plowing forward across the 30. Going to be enough for a first down. Pickup of 10. Call it 11 yards.
Exactly the kind of plays the Cobras need right now. Keep the chains moving. Keep eating the clock. And keep positive yardage. Keep the ball out of their hands.
That's what they need to do. 7:33 to go. Keep that clock moving. Eat up as much clock as you can. Here comes Griner into the huddle with the call. Covers Blake, break huddle.
Taking as much time as they can now at this point. A little over 7 minutes left in the game.
Griner along with Crawford.
Oh, got some movement.
That's got to be, that's off sides right there. Those guys were bringing pressure. We'll see what the boys in black call. Oh, yes.
They're going to mark it.
Offside, so it's going to be 1st and 5 for the Cobras.
Now you're seeing the Eagles a little bit of frustration, a little bit of them just trying to make up here and getting a little too aggressive on that one.
A little anxious there on defense. Want to jump that play just a bit soon, but they got caught for it. 7:07 to go. Here's the direct snap to Peyton Crawford around the near side of the field. He moves forward, got enough for the first down. It's going to bring up a new set of downs. Finally brought down around the 42-yard line, 1st and 10, Cobras. 6:58 to go here in the ballgame.
Looks like number 50, Noah Boonder, checking into the offensive line now.
Noah just come in, did he?
Yep.
Cobras killing a lot of time. Griner trots back in with the call play here on offense. Griner along with Crawford in the backfield. Seen Crawford in the backfield a lot tonight with Griner. Here's Griner. Here's a spin to keeper. There's just nothing there with 5:16 tonight. They got that sniffed out. Loss of about 2 yards. Poor old Griner just can't get much going there. There's no hole. 20 to go.
They've been really keying up in that QB follow, the fake. But like I said, it's a long developing play. It takes a back coming across to get it going. They've been able to sniff those types out. It's their counter plays off tackle that have been really working well for us tonight.
6 minutes to go here in the ball game. Griner trots on with the goal play. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Nate Siren over there in his wingback position. Here's a direct snap to Crawford. He's got some running room. Oh, he could be off to the races. He's at the 40. The 30, the 20, the 10, and down at about the 3-yard line. Just short of the end zone. First and 10, Cobras. 5:39 to go here in the ball game.
A lucky eagle was able to grab him at the 10, and his momentum carried him out right down there at about the 3-yard line. Outstanding play there by Peyton Crawford. Can't tell you, when he hits the edge, he's a tough one to break down.
Yeah. Nice run there by Peyton to get the Cobras in scoring position. Griner brings the team up to the line. Here's the snap, direct snap to Peyton Crawford. He's possessed. He is in for the touchdown with 5:36 to go. We're finally going to see that 52 on the scoreboard, which we should have seen
with the kickoff.
So Cobras take the lead, 52-28 over Pella Christian.
I tell you what, series like that, maybe you didn't burn as much clock as you would, but you've put the game pretty out of reach right there with a drive like that. Great running by Peyton Crawford. Overall, great game by the Cobra offense right now.
The kick is the ball is down. The kick is up, and once again, very, very horrible attempt at an extra point. I don't know who's doing the kicking duties, but he needs to come out to my farm, and we need to spend about a day doing extra points. So with that failed extra point attempt, Cobras now lead 52-28, 5:36 to go. You know, Dan, you laugh about that, but I'm very serious.
Oh, I know. Next time you have the boys out there eating steak, you can have them kick an extra point.
That's right. Should have had them kicking extra points last night when we fed them.
Well, I'm going to bet the Eagles come out throwing in this set of downs.
Yeah, more than likely. The thing that the Cobras got going for them, though, is Kak Marinsky's going to have to throw into the wind. And it's still a pretty stout wind. Even though there's not any rain right now, there's still a pretty stout wind coming north to south. So Cobras need to come out and play tough defense here to hold these guys because they're very explosive. This team is very explosive offensively. They got a lot of speed and an excellent quarterback and athlete in Kak Marinsky. So here's Saren with the kick.
Kickoff.
Kicks it deep and into the end zone. So Pella Christian will take over first and 10 from the 20.
He wasn't going to attempt to try to touch that one time and was pretty content to let that one roll out of the end zone.
Yeah, that was number three that time. That was Nathan DeBruin.
DeBruin. Amos having a tough time mastering these Dutch names over here.
Yeah, you know, it looks like DeBruin to me, but it but my good Dutch friend here sitting next to me, Dano Harmson, says it's DeBruin. So he lets that one go. Pella Christian takes over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Kak Marinsky still in the game, sits back there in quarterback. Two receivers here to the near side, two to the far side. Here's Kak Marinsky, fake, handoff, and a pass out to the far side of the field, incomplete. It's going to bring up second and 10.
It came out, and it's surprising. Pulled the play action right there. It looked like a little zone replay action and faked out to the outside, a little option by the quarterback there. Surprised they're even messing around the play action right now. I'm pretty much sure the SK defense knows they're not going to be running the ball.
Kak Marinsky back in the shotgun, along with a lone back. Kak Marinsky with a quick hitter out here to Howard. Nice. And that hit immediately by, I think that's Albert. Nice job by Albert to cover that up real quick. Gave him a little bit of cushion, but recovered nicely. Comes in, makes the hit. It's going to bring up third and three for the Eagles of Pella Christian. 5:10 to go here in the ballgame. Kak Marinsky with the handoff here. Didn't catch the running back, but moves it across the 30.
Looks like they're going to be got a first down there.
Across the 30 to the 32-yard line, going to give them a fresh set of downs for the Eagles. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame.
Like to see the SK defense turn it up right here. Hopefully get a stop and be able to ride this one out.
Kak Marinsky still on that shotgun. Here's the snap. Kak Marinsky back to pass. Got a guy across the middle and in and out of the hands of number 12.
Tell you what, I don't know what his amount of incomplete passes is right now. I don't got the stats in front of us. He's thrown a lot of catchable balls.
Yes.
Thrown a lot of catchable balls that have just been missed by us so much.
Yeah, I mean, if these guys are catching these balls, it's a different outcome, right? It's a different story right now. But they're in and out of the hands of his receivers for sure. Here's Kak Marinsky back in the backfield, handoff to their running back. Nothing going. I'm going to bring up Fredrickson was the ball carrier. To stop short, maybe a gain of 1 yard. We're going to call it fourth. Is it third down and 10 or fourth down and 10, I believe? Third and 10.
Surprised to put Fredrickson back in the game. He's still looking pretty banged up, and I guess they're going to go ahead and try to keep the SK defense honest by trying to run play there.
Two receivers split to the far side, two here to the near side. Kak Marinsky back to pass. He's got a guy across the middle in Howitz, and he dropped that one, and he's going to take it to the house, I believe. No, he's not. He's going to be chased down.
Albert gets him at the 5, but
Albert pulls him down at about the 5-yard line.
Great pass, great catch by Howerzel.
Yeah, that was a well-thrown ball. Like you just said, Kak Marinsky's been throwing a lot of catchable balls. Just the kids haven't been catching them here tonight.
Tell you what, SK defense gets a chance to hopefully get a couple stops down here. Be tough inside the 5, but they're stacking the box. Trips to the right again. I expect that run play with Fredrickson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice job of stopping that run. It was exactly what you called Fredrickson here around the near side, and the SK defense comes up big.
So what they're doing there, Amos, is they're trying to offset the linebackers and their cornerbacks by pulling them off to the trip side and making a hole off the left side with the running back.
Oh, we got Kak Marinsky in the backfield. Back to pass. Got a quick hitter to the end zone, and that is caught for a touchdown. That's Howerts
again.
Again.
Howerts has had himself a pretty good game. Jungling's been the one who came in as a statistical leader in receptions and yards, but Howerts has had himself a pretty good game so far.
Yeah, we've done a I'm losing my voice, but it's been a long night. But we've done a really good job of keeping Jungling in control here tonight.
And it looks like it's going to be Solaire up there to kick.
Yeah.
Now 35 Fredrickson's still out there. Tough kid.
Solaire on to attempt the PAT. The ball is down. The kick is up. And this one is good again.
They've got themselves a pretty good kicker.
Yeah. We could use one. I don't know who's doing our kicking duties.
Hey, but it sounds like you're building the goalpost in the front yard from what I just heard.
No, backyard.
Okay.
That'd be an eyesore in the front yard of the house. So with 3:39 to go in the ball game, Sigourney Kyoto now leading 52-35. Do we have any listeners out there yet? If we do, send Dan O'Harmson and Amos Graner a text at 641-660-0616.
Tell you what, we've got 3 minutes and 39 seconds left. Enough time for, I would expect an onside kick here. We weren't expecting it earlier, but I think the Cobra defense surely should be ready to get the one now.
I would hope so. We just need to move the ball here and collect our 13 points.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. 13 points, I realize that's a big margin, but with 3 minutes and 39 seconds left, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, points was one of those deals that killed us last year and puts us in a tie for third for second place in the district. And then we lose on the point side. So we've got to get a 13-point win here at least tonight in order to take care of business if we get ourselves into a situation that we can't take care of business in the
district. We've got the F-backs up here ready for the onside kick.
Absolutely, and it's going to roll.
Oh, through. On the ball. There we go.
We're on Crawford. Crawford down on the ball. You bet. We fooled me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
That's right.
Not fooled twice. Cobra's going to take over first and 10 with 3:36 to go in the ball game. Going to take over first and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Nice time to see them get the ball here to Crawford. He's had a great game so far.
Yeah.
And let's see him get the ball and just hopefully hang on to it here is all I really need to do. Well, we got some different players in now, though.
We do. We got Jacob Wickenkamp and Tyler Verstraete in at quarterback now. Tyler Verstraete in for Crawford and Wickenkamp in for Tyler Verstraete in for Griner and Wickenkamp's in for Crawford. So
hey, nice time to get these kids some minutes, though. Still a nice pickup. Looks like it's going to be about 2nd and 3, pick up about 7 on the carry there.
Yeah, the Wickham Camp kid, he does a nice job running. I'd like to see him in the weight room just a little bit more in the summertime, because he could be a powerful running back if he'd put a little bit more weight on him. Here he is again. He's still on his phone. He breaks loose.
We got a flag in the backfield, though. Hopefully this one might be coming back.
Yes, very well could, but a nice run there by Wickenkamp to move it out to the midfield, 50-yard line, 2:51 to go here in the ball game. Yeah, Jacob's got a lot of talent running the ball, but he's more of a shifty type of runner.
That's right, and a little bit different type of runner than they've been used to in Crawford all night, but still effective in his own right. Good to see these kids get some minutes. You know, because they're going to be the next ones to step up here for the Cobras.
Yeah, next year for sure. You know, we're going to lose about six or seven seniors that are contributing to the success of this team. So we got to have some guys step up and get committed to getting in the weight room and getting things done. Bears were straight in the backfield.
Take as much time as they can now. We've got about 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in this one.
Here's Restraint, ready for the snap. Here's the snap, handoff to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp around the far side of the field, moves forward back to about a yard away from the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down.
Looks like 11.
And 11 for the Cobras. 2:15 to go here in the ball game.
Winds dive down a little bit now. Be interested to see with the new quarterback in there if they go to there here or content to keep it on the ground and punt the ball away. But with the way Wickenkamp's been running the ball, first down isn't out of the question.
Absolutely. He's had a couple nice runs here in the two touches he's had.
Down to under 2 minutes left in the ball game now.
Here's a sweep to the near side of the field.
Blown dead.
Not sure why. Oh, timeout. Sigourney Kyoto. Timeout, Sigourney Kyoto.
Looks like they're going to look over the situation here. Got about a minute 47 left with a big situation here with 3rd and 11. Really interesting kind of play call they come in here with. Don't know if they exactly trust the new quarterback out here throwing the ball with only a 13-point lead in their territory, but we'll see what happens. At this point, try to burn some clock and maybe give your defense, who's been playing a great second half, the chance to do something here.
Absolutely. Getting a few texts into the text line, and had one come in that agreed with my comment on the officiating. It was a bad call. Let's call it what it is. It was a bad call. The time was perfect. It was a perfectly played.
You hate to see a defensive back, you know, make a great play like that, make a great play in the ball, yeah, and be penalized from it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a touch-and-go situation as it is. It's good to see kids being aggressive out there and making plays. I'm well-coached in that regard.
Agreed. Here's Cern in motion. Here's for straight back to pass. Going deep.
He's got a man.
Got a guy downfield, but well defended. Well defended there by the Eagles.
Up.
Well defended by the Eagles, Appella Christian. So with 1:41 to go, the Cobras are faced with a 4th and long situation. That will certainly bring on the punting unit.
Well, at least they have the wind at their backs with this one, Amos. Looks like they got Peyton Crawford back there to punt still.
And Jungling coming on to receive for the Eagles of Pella Christian.
Had some pressure, but great. He's going to be able to return this one.
Yeah, Jungling. Sidesteps the tackler. He's got her out to the... Yeah, and they finally get him chased out of bounds at around the 39-yard line. So the Eagles of Pella Christian will take over 1st and 10 with a minute 29 to go in the ball game, trailing Sigourney Kyoto 52-35.
See if SK has some new defensive faces on the ball now.
I would hope that they wouldn't, for the fact that if they let them score another one, we're out of the 13-point
situation. That's right. You'd like to stay up by 2 scores.
We do not need to work ourselves back into a situation
we
did last year.
That's right. And, you know, the Eagles had a lot of success throwing the ball in the last drive.
They certainly did, and it looks to me like they're bringing out. I don't see Kaprinsky out there. So.
You know, at this point, he's pretty banged up. Fredrickson's pretty banged up. It's good to give those kids a rest. It looks like we're going to see some of these new kids. Number 12, Vroom, is stepping in at quarterback.
Yeah, we're going to see some of our younger guys on defense in there as well that need to take care of business.
Nice carry, though, by number 14.
I'll get you a light.
Number 14, Tristan Chapman, has a nice carry there to the outside, and he's going to turn it for about a gain of 11. They're going to have first down at what looks like the SK-49.
So first and 10 for the Eagles from the SK-49. Here's Broom in the backfield. Handoff up the middle. Cobra sniffed that out. Brought down immediately. Loss of about 2 yards. That's going to bring up second down and 12 for the Eagles of Pella Christian. 1 minute to go here in the ball game.
Great surge by the Kyoto defense, SK defensive line there, and hopefully a couple more plays, and they can have this one wrapped up.
This will be a great win for the Cobras. They needed one going on the road to a district opponent and putting one in the win column. Here's Room again. Room with the handoff here, jet sweep around here to the near side of the field, and met and pushed out of bounds there by Will McGill, number 2.
DeRyan with a nice pickup there. He's got some speed coming off the edge. We got a nice overload defense. We get to see the SKD, you know, still pick it up. Looks like there's going to be about 33 seconds there. Stops the clock by running out of bounds, but a couple more snaps in this one, it will be over.
Cobra's shuttling a lot of people in here. Pella Christian's got a kid 5 yards deep. He's offsides, and they said to heck with it. And nice run there by Pella Christian to move it across the 40. Pickup of about 4 yards. Going to be just short of the first down. We'll call it fourth and about a half yard. Boonder in on the tackle.
About 15 seconds left.
About one play left in this ball game. See if Broom's going to air it out. Go for the gusto here. Here's a jet sweep.
He's around the edge.
And nice tackle. They're gonna hope that brings us to the end of the game. That was a nice tackle there by Will McGill once again. So, gosh darn, great win for the Cobras going on the road to Pella Christian, who was highly ranked at the start of the season. Know they got tore up pretty bad last week by Albia Dano, but for our Cobras to come out, get down early, and play a subpar first half. Great, great job by the Cobras to come out second half, take care of business, and make things happen. They did it tonight.
You know, this game shows us a lot about what SK is made of from a standpoint of kids got down early. Kids made a lot of mistakes in the first half, but we know, you know, they came back, they made up for the mistakes, and really put the heat on the Eagles here in the second half. Learned from their mistakes, did better, and, you know, came out and really performed. Good to see them come out and just take it to them here in the second half. Hopefully this would win with a district game that they can build off here in a few upcoming weeks.
Well, you know, they got two of the most talented teams in the district out of the way now in Iowa City, Regina, and Pella Christian. They go 1-1, which I would call a victory for our squad. So I feel real good about where we sit right now with the four teams left. Doesn't get any easier next week as the Cobras are going to have to take on Mid Prairie, a ranked team in Class 2A. They got them at home. We haven't played that well at home, haven't won at home yet this year. But next week will be another hard-fought ball game against a Class 2A ranked team in Mid Prairie. Not sure what happened with them tonight, if it was postponed until tomorrow, or what the situation will be. We'll be checking the scores here as we wrap up here tonight and head back towards the Sigourney and Kyoto areas. But these young men here from Sigourney and Kyoto have played a very, very tough schedule here through the first 4 weeks. And it's easy to get down and start to question certain things. Defensively, I thought second half we made great improvements, Dan. But we got to continue to make improvements. We got to continue to be sharp on defense. 35 points tonight. too many in my eyes.
And a lot of games that's going to be more than enough for the other team to pull away. But, you know, you got to like the resilience. They made a lot of mistakes. They came out. They played hard. You know, a lot can be said from just a perseverance point of the kids made a lot of mistakes in the second quarter and really came out to prove themselves. Like you said, though, these guys have had some tough games. These guys have had a lot of tough games, a lot of tough teams. You know, so and they've battled. They've battled throughout. And going into this next stretch of the season and a lot more district play, and it's going to Meepo next week, you know, it's something they can build off of. And it's something that, you know, a little adversity, when you can make it through it, isn't going to hurt these guys at all.
No, not at all. You know, defensively, they allowed 7 points the second half. We need to come out with a sense of urgency in the first half of the ball game. They put up 28 on us in the first two quarters. We hold them to 35 points. We got our 13-point spread, which I was beating on you all fourth quarter about. But, you know, that came back to haunt us last year. Mm-hmm. And it just, when it comes playoff time, it just puts you in a position that isn't real comfortable. We've got an opportunity now in the District 6 to finish second in this district, you know, unless something totally crazy happens and somebody's able, two teams are able to knock off Iowa City Regina. But defensively is what is going to put us there that position.
That's right. They put themselves in the driver's seat now. Is really, you get a chance to be one of those top two seeds and get a home game in the first round of the playoffs, and they've got some work to do yet. Let's not count our chickens before they hatch. But, you know, it's good to see them put themselves in the driver's seat going into these last few games.
Absolutely. Week four is behind us. Next week, Sigourney Kyoto will be back home taking on the Golden Hawks of Mid Prairie in a non-district game. Before they hit the road again in district play 2 weeks from now. Great, great game tonight. Hope everyone enjoyed the call. For Dan Harmson, this is Amos Griner saying good night. Talk to you next week. 7 o'clock kickoff scheduled between Sigourney Kyoto and Mid Prairie. Have a good evening.